Deontay Wilder fighting Malik Scott. No one wanted that. No one believed that Malik really lost. He took a dive. So will people now create something in their head if these two were to fight and say, oh, they friends. They ain't really going to hit each other. They spar every day. It's a sparring match to them. They're not going to take it serious.
I mean, Derevyanchenko Jacobs, right? You know, to me, I think it's not as much the fighters as it's going to be Al that he's, bro.
Al's going to tell them, you know, if that's what, well, if that's what you want.
No, I don't think so. Bro, why would he want to put in two of his big champions?
Because it's getting crowded. He's going to have to make Jermell move up, then Earl can move up, is what you're saying. And if he makes Jermall move up.
Well, Jermall doesn't have to move up, right?
So then what? Jermell and Jermall will be in the same division again?
Again. It's possible.
We're not young anymore, man.
You don't think so?
I mean, we are old men now, especially Jermell.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, though. There was a point in time where Jermell, Jermall, and Laura were all in camp together.
Yep.
All champions in the same division at the same time. Like,
and never fought each other. And people didn't complain. They just gave them a pass because they were stable mates. But other people definitely get called names.
You know, so... Which is funny because
Islandri Lora always had this very same Earl Spence energy. Do you remember? Lora always said he would fight either Charlo.
Yeah.
Always, even when they was in camp together, even when they was stable mates, you know, that Cuban definitely didn't care about no friendship shit. Nuh-uh. He wanted that money. I mean, he got a lot of Lambos, too. Laura?
Oh, yeah, Laura's doing very well for him.
Very well. Crazy.
You know, Laura's doing, I mean, think about it. Like, that's been like.
Yeah, he owed money.
He
owed money. He got a Canelo fight like 20 years ago. He's old money, man. He like spending money from 88 and shit.
No, I was going to say, I mean, he's probably been the most consistent and successful.
He was pretty consistent until he got that hiccup with, I don't know if I call it a hiccup, but, you know, he had a tough fight with her. That was a tough fight.
I mean, yeah, that was fight of the year that year, you know.
Tough.
That was a fight of the year that year. But what I'm saying is, out of the Cuban champs.
Oh, yes.
Out of the Cuban champs.
He's been the most dominant. Which is crazy.
Like, think about it. You know, we've had like.
Because I always thought it would be Gamboa with that beautiful style. Gamboa had the best style out of all of them. Rigo I loved, but one punch at a time shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then Laura, he's like. Fucking pawn jab, backwards step and shit.
Yeah.
Gamboa was the slick little, you know what I'm saying? But that shit got him into trouble, man. That chin was no bueno.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. Obviously,
right.
that was a...
Good call on that, Laura. That is true. Let's see what Ugas can do, but Laura's definitely going to go down in history as one of the best Cuban champions.
Has to, you know, everything he's accomplished. He had a great run at 54.
He beat Martirosyan, too.
Beat Von Ness. Gave Canelo a hell of a fight.
He wanted that Andre fight. Andre called him boring. He beat Paul Williams and got robbed.
Back at 54, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Andre was at 54.
He beat Paul Williams and got robbed on ESPN. You know, and once upon a time, I was part of the crazy people that thought maybe – he had beat Canelo, but when I rewatched the fight, I couldn't see it.
Yeah, but, you know, regardless, just to kind of get back on track, you know, those three, they were, you know, trained by Ronnie Shields.
Trainer.
You know, Ronnie Shields, shout out to Ronnie, who he still trains Jermall.
Shout out to Ronnie. He said he can be here in April from the 9th to the 12th or something. He might have a fight out here, I think he said. I will have to check my messages, but... He said stay in touch, and then we could try and get him in studio.
I could see those dates, given that I'm trying to think. who he
I'll check my message. I forgot who he's fed.
I know there's a fight out here April 9th, Erickson Lubin's headlining at the Virgin Hotel.
Oh, is that the same card? We're supposed to have Erickson Lubin today at 4:30 and Kevin Cunningham. If you want to ask either of them a question, head on over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Look for our respected posts on Erickson Lubin, and it's called Ask Erickson Lubin a Question, Patreons Only. Ask Kevin Cunningham a Question, Patreons Only. Yeah, where is my Ronnie Shields tux? Oh, here we go.
You know what's funny? Let me really quick, as you're looking for that, come to find out, I know Kevin's daughter through mutual friends.
Cunningham?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, through mutual friends, because they're from the St. Louis area. She went to a school out there with a lot of friends, so that was I was pretty cool when I came across her page, and I'm like, That's your dad? And I'm like, yeah, I know your dad pretty well.
Oh, that's a story for him then.
Yeah.
Or not. Yo, so Ronnie said he's got two guys fighting on the 9th, and he'll be here in town on the 7th. So it's
So
the show's job to remind me.
Yeah, so they'll be on that Showtime card. They'll be on the Erickson Lubin card. So okay.
Two guys. Who's he got then?
Let's see.
Who's he got? I'm still working on Danny. Bozy has not responded to me. Oh no. I want to fly Bozy and Ennis out here. Well, that's the same person, so I want to fly Bozy, Ennis, and Jerron Ennis.
trust me, bro, I get it.
Danny too, man. Dude's still on his little party.
Think he's done?
Sources. Devin was the only person in play all along. Last week was BS news about Loma trying to get out the Ukraine to train was all bullshit. This been Devin's fight from the jump. Some people just didn't want him to get it and were doing all they could do behind the scenes to keep him from getting this fight. He is going to Australia to take those belts.
Where are you reading that from, champ?
Sources. Sources.
You want to talk about it?
I mean, I leaked it. It's on you to talk.
Let's talk. You know, sources told me that the only reason Lomachenko was ever considered was because Mauricio Suleiman came out and said, Kambosos is undisputed, so that fueled the WBO into ordering the Lomachenko and Kambosos fight as Lomachenko was the WBO mandatory. That obviously fell through given the war in Ukraine currently and Vasil respectfully choosing not to leave, and you know we all understand why.
But credit to Kambosos, who was willing to fight Loma not to lose a belt.
Yes, yeah, so
you can't be undisputed if you vacate a WBO.
So that was the thing. You know, sources told me that George felt Devin was a better fight for him and that he wanted that fight more than he wanted Loma or over Loma, but obviously he didn't want to risk losing any of his titles. So really quick, actually, I'd like to show the audience something. I know you haven't seen it. So, but yeah, man, you know, hopefully that fight does get made for the real undisputed. And, you know, we'll have one name, one face, one champion at.
And his name is Kambosos Haney.
Can I get a screenshot really quick? So this is George Kambosos' story, and right here, we see. Let me pause this.
Tick tock. The barking dog is quiet.
So a few things.
Bill Haney.
Is that like your way of like call me Bill? Let's talk about it.
Well, you know, anytime you say Bill Haney's name three times, like Candyman, he pop up. So We need answers.
But
why haven't they responded to the offer?
Let's go back to
TikToking. What's going on with the TikToking, man?
So a couple things I found interesting about this. Obviously, the TikTok, the barking dog is quiet.
No music on it?
No music on it. Okay. Well, let me see.
Well, there's no sound.
No sound.
Yeah, okay, good.
No sound. And then, so really quick on this, obviously the TikTok. I found
it's
quiet.
It's reusing it though. He used TikTok earlier.
And when we say TikTok, for those of you listening, not watching, we're not referring to the social media application, as we are referring to
the dial of a clock.
You know, TikTok, tick.
Time the counting down.
The barking dog is quiet. What could it be counting down?
And
from,
he put
man?
The look in eyes with the hourglass, meaning time is running out.
Time running out for
and
what,
remember,
though?
Yesterday we said there was a time limit on this deal.
There is a time limit as far as – can I go ahead and say it?
I mean – it's been 48 hours. Someone should have broke it by now. But, yeah, man, I mean, sources close to the situation have informed TBV that what was it called? What is that?
The Victorian government. Which is the state that Melbourne is in, you know, within Australia.
This is breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
This is absolutely breaking news. The Victorian government is requiring – Devin and his team to show evidence.
Well, I don't know that the team has to do it in 48 hours,
but
like Devin does.
So it's just Devin. Okay, but basically they have to show proof of
full vaccination within 48 hours. Meanwhile, the fight's not till fucking June.
Right, so that can get very tricky given that.
Super tricky.
Given that. Well, guess what? I'm vaccinated, right? I got my shot. I had to wait 1 month to get my second shot. So if you're Devin, if you're anybody involved that is being asked and required, yo, how the fuck can I get two? You know what I'm saying? It's just very
crazy.
Very crazy, very tricky. And to me, it's like, why is that necessary now? You get what I'm saying? So if I'm Devin Haney, which he already has the first vaccine, correct?
Devin? Yeah, allegedly.
Okay. So if I'm Devin and I have my first vaccine, I'm not fully vaccinated. And you're not even considered fully vaccinated till you're 2 weeks after
getting the shot, 2 weeks clear.
Right. So if he has one and he hypothetically needs a second one, that wouldn't be available or he wouldn't be considered fully vaccinated for another 2 weeks. For another 2 weeks. And mind you, we don't know if Devin has got the second one. We know that he has allegedly got the first vaccination. Nonetheless, that time stipulation is a little crazy to me because the fight's not till June.
But according to Bill, Devin is at least has gotten one
and,
of the vaccinations.
And obviously, if he's gotten one.
And according to Bill in our interview, Devin should be fine to even hold a press conference if this fight needed to be announced. So that means he might have both shots. Because remember, Bill said Devin can go with Ben Davidson. I'll stay back, meaning he's not vaccinated or fully vaccinated.
Right, correct. Which Bill said, before they go out there for training camp, you know, obviously they would be fully vaccinated, good to go. But definitely very interesting information, given that, you know, the fight isn't till June 5th, June 4th here in the States. And we know it's going to be that date, correct, Ness?
June 5th?
Yes.
That's the only date available.
The only date.
Only
for the,
date available,
for the
according
venue.
To the sources close to the camp, you know?
So.
Or to the situation or the negotiations. I don't know. Because it's definitely not camp.
According to our sources, that date is the only date available for the venue.
Yeah.
That wasn't even the date George Kambosos wanted. He wanted another date. But due to venue availability, Marvel Stadium to be specific in Melbourne, that was the available date, June 5th. They'll go in the afternoon in the similar to Horn and Pacquiao. So it'll be a Saturday night primetime event for us.
It'll be Sunday for them.
It'll be Sunday for us who will be in Australia, correct?
I see what you did there.
Bro, shout out to Ryan. Boy, Ryan hooked us up yesterday, right? So I get home.
Oh, you.
Yeah. And, you know, yesterday, I'm like, cool, do what I got to do, sit down, relax. I got a recliner in my garage, right? Sitting there, boom, like an hour goes by.
What is this?
Nah, like I smoke. All right,
you
got
to say it on the podcast. My man's like, I'm sitting there. And I'm like,
you know, I smoke what Ryan gave me. Shout out to Ryan. That was some nice stuff. I'm sitting there for an hour. I'm looking up. Look, I'm literally planning our trip. And we actually could have a 10-hour layover in Fiji on our way to Melbourne.
Wow.
And I looked up what's needed in order to leave the airport so we could go explore Fiji for a little bit, come back to the airport.
Wow.
But anyway, I'm looking this shit up, bro. I woke up in my garage this morning. It's like 1 in the morning. I wake up. I'm in my garage. I don't know what's going
on. From the time you smoked, what time was it?
Bro, it was probably, I smoked around 6, probably fell asleep around 7,
7:30. Oh, that was some strong stuff.
Yeah.
Put you out for like 6 hours.
Yes, sir. But, yeah, man, look. It's a 17, Melbourne is 17 hours ahead
mm-hmm.
of Las Vegas, of Los Angeles, of, you know, the majority of the West Coast to exclude Arizona since they don't do the time change. So right now, Melbourne is 17 hours ahead. So that would be a, you know, Sunday afternoon fight, maybe, you know, 2 p.m., 3 p.m.-ish in Melbourne Sunday. And then we'll go ahead and go Saturday night here on the telecast. Now, Ness, there was another very big piece of information sources gave us. Can we go ahead and...
What's that? While you think about it, I got DeAndre Savage, the heavyweight in question. We were here just in studio with Jeremiah Milton, and he brought up DeAndre Savage.
He did.
So
he had some choice.
DeAndre Savage.
He had some choice words for him, Ness.
He did. So we said, why not bring him on while the conversation is hot? So he'll be on at 8:30. And at 7:30, we'll have the victor in the Saturday night fight.
Alexis Rocha.
Yes, sir. I'm almost a little down by that.
I'm not. I'm not. That was a hell of a fight.
He took the hot air out my man Blair the Flair's balloon, man. It's not no bueno, man.
Yo, I'm seeing comments in the chat of people saying, well, it's Haney's fault for not being vaccinated. He should have been vaccinated.
Oh, why should he have been vaccinated for a fight that wasn't ever signed? like, come on, man. I'm going to just get vaccinated against my religious beliefs. Remember that he's Muslim, so be careful what you say, you know, because we have to respect everyone's religion.
So... really quick, we do want to.
Dan, he said they're saying you need to be boosted to enter, have the booster too to enter into Australia.
Really?
That's what someone's saying in
the
chat.
See, I don't even have the booster.
They out of here. Wow. You know, they asking for a lot,
and,
man.
And I'm going to be clear, the only reason I got the vaccine, I'm just like you, was for a fight, was for Cam Bosos and Teofimo Lopez.
Mm. Oh, yeah, New York was requiring.
Well, before New York, it was Miami, and it was a requirement then to be in a bubble.
No
bueno. You get what I'm saying? So that was my only reason for getting the vaccine.
That's crazy. So the military didn't require it?
It did, not at the time, though. Okay. And let me tell you right now, people saying he should have been vaccinated, I don't know what it's like in the rest of the world, but let me tell you, the United States Air Force right now,
mm-hmm.
they're hurting for people because it was either get vaccinated or get kicked out. So many people got kicked out willingly. They're like, yo, I don't believe in that I'm not putting that vaccine into my body, whatever, for whatever reason it may be, totally against it. So look, man, I understand, especially when it comes to religion. If people don't believe in it, then to me it just goes to show even more how bad Devin and the team want this fight. Because if you're willing to...
It's so crazy
fight,
how people...
Hold on really quick. Because the fight could have... Let's be clear. The fight could have been held anywhere else. It could have been held... Let's not even say the United States, but it could have been held anywhere else that's not requiring the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. George, you want your homecoming fight? Go ahead and have it. We'll get vaccinated. We don't believe in it. It's against our religion. We'll still get vaccinated because we believe in ourselves that much.
But Danny, I think that you're wasting too much energy trying to explain logic to retards. The truth is, it's all hypocritical, right? Like, when it's David Benavidez and Jermell Charlo, well, then it's a duck. Right? Charlo's a duck because he's asking Benavidez to get vaccinated. But now, when it's Devin, right, that has to get vaccinated, well, then he's a duck if he doesn't get vaccinated. Charlo gets to use it as an excuse, right? But Devin is a duck. Or rather, Charlo is a duck too, I guess, in some people's eyes for requiring the vaccination. But Cambosos is not. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Charlo got labeled as a duck and avoiding Benavidez because he said, well, you got to get vaccinated. But Cambosos is an emperor because he's telling Devin, you have to be vaccinated.
Look, I just know. Check your messages really quick. But while you do that, I know that our source then inferred that.
Wow, you want to drop that bomb.
I mean, why not?
I don't know about this bomb.
Either one of them? What about the second one?
You can drop the second one.
The second one. So we, you know, our sources did inform us that. So two things really quick as far as the vaccine thing. When speaking to sources, we were really pushing an extension because 48 hours is absurd. 48 hours is absurd knowing the way the vaccination process works. Mm-hmm. You get your first one. There's one that's only one, though.
Yeah,
Moderna or some shit.
Johnson & Johnson, didn't they say that the other day?
Johnson & Johnson, okay. I got the Pfizer. So it's a two-part. So I got the first one, got the second one. I haven't even had my booster. So now, let's say I get my booster today. Does that mean that I'm not considered vaccinated for another 2 weeks, even though I was considered fully vaccinated in July of last year? You know what I'm saying? But so we were pushing that extension. And another thing of note to keep in mind here is that this is a one-way rematch for George Cambosos should he lose.
Another Canelo AJ deal.
This is a one
diva deal.
This is a one-way rematch,
diva deal,
in favor of George Cambosos should he lose.
So again, gotta give Devin Haney credit if he takes this fight, because as a champion, Jesus, you know, it's the same thing with Wilder. You know, oh yeah, fight me, no rematch.
If you're a champion and I'm a champion and we're fighting for all the belts. You know, but
so I wonder what's going to happen in the Earl Spence Crawford fight. What? Because Earl got three belts, Crawford doesn't get a rematch.
Look, man, very interesting and very, you know, obviously breaking information that people may have assumed but didn't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's still some more information that we cannot disclose or share at this very moment or
a bigger bomb.
Or Ness is choosing not to?
Well, mute us. Yeah. So now he gets it. But don't forget to join us right here tomorrow, March 25th, as we're going to be calling some live fights. And we got our first female card. Did you know?
I knew we had female women on the card.
Marielle or Mariela? Because no A there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what is that?
Marielle La Flaca Espinosa.
So I was
again,
right.
Diana La Bonita Fernandez.
You want to give me a screenshot here? There you go. You can take it down because that's my email. Just a quick little peek. First women's fight. 2-0. Damn, what a mismatch. One girl's 2-0, the other one's 24-4 and 1 with 4 KOs. But damn, that's crazy, right? All those fights and only 4 KOs.
It's women's boxing. Not to discredit women's boxing.
I wonder what could be done. Should they be allowed to fight in smaller gloves so it could be a little more brutal?
I think the 3-minute rounds. I think the 3-minute
rounds.
Yeah,
but those would be knockouts of fatigue. I feel like those would be fatigue knockouts. Maybe the more skilled women would get fatigue body shot knockouts, but I'm not sure that it would provide the necessary action to make them a little more appealing to the to a broader audience.
We got, man, these questions now. People got to...
Well, you got a question, you better be super chatting it.
Yeah.
Trying to get me to answer your free shit. If you ain't hit that
This ain't a super chat, but this is funny. This is Gil.
Gil Castle Hill?
Yeah, he said, you gossipy hoes.
I mean...
Look, man.
I mean, Michael Coppinger got a job at ESPN for breaking news and using sources, but we're hoes. I get y'all.
So someone.
There's always a double standard.
Someone also said, where'd it go? They said basically that you need to go ahead and leak the news because the news from your sources because that's how Michael Coppinger grew. See, the thing is, though.
Well, we did.
We broke most of the news, but we were also, you know.
We're just keeping something close to the chest,
you know,
man.
That's all.
We got to give you a little sign. You don't feed the fish anything. Just sprinkle a little bit on top and walk away.
What time? We got Alexis at
7:30.
7:30.
Via Zoom.
So head over to patreon.com.
Yep.
If,
I've put the link in the chat as well.
If you're not a patron. Become a patron and be able to ask. We have 4 guests today.
We got a lot of guests.
4 today. Guests today, 3 of which are in studio. Alexis obviously will be joining us via Zoom, as we said earlier, but, you know, we do have
DeAndre Savage at 8:30. We have Lubin at 4:30, and Kevin Cunningham will be in studio as well, the trainer of Erickson Lubin at 4:30.
Absolutely.
Right now, Alexis Rocha is up first, so if you want to ask him a question, the link is in the live chat right here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Just getting back to the main topic, Earl did say in this article he has 2 fights left at 147. So it also has gotten people excited of the possibility of him facing Terrence Crawford. Do you believe these 2 alleged last fights he says he has at this division, that one of them will be Terrence Crawford? Or is it Keith and Ennis?
Man, I want to believe
Thurman
it.
Thurman and Ennis.
I want to believe it. That's a fight that I've wanted for a very long time.
Which one?
Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. You know, I really do want to believe in that. I want to believe that we can make that fight happen. To me, that's the biggest fight in the sport of boxing to be made.
Mm.
To me, that fight is bigger than a Canelo or Benavidez or Canelo and Charlo.
What?
Yes. And you know,
I don't know about that.
You know how I feel about Canelo, but to me, welterweight, these 2 men are some bad motherfuckers.
Yeah,
they bad.
But better than Canelo, Benavidez?
You give me Spence and Crawford. That is the best.
That might have to be a poll right
that
now.
That is the best fight in the sport of boxing to be made.
What is the best fight or the biggest fight? What are you calling it? What words did he use?
It's to me, it's the biggest fight in boxing.
What is the biggest fight in boxing?
You know, I don't care if it's Canelo Charlo, Canelo Benavidez, Canelo better be it.
Canelo versus Charlo. And
And I'll give him Canelo versus Benavidez.
Give them better BF too.
I'll give them AJ versus Wilder. And then Earl.
Nah.
Why?
Nah.
Why? All of them are fantasy fights. Why are you hating? They all fantasy. None of them shits is real. Earl Spence versus Crawford.
Nah, I think the fight, it should be.
Look at the man hating. No, if we doing fantasy, let's be fantasy.
No, I'm saying let's make the you talk big fights. I mean,
and AJ Wilder's not big?
Not,
I still want it.
Not bigger than Undisputed at heavyweight. Get the winner. Get the winners of Fury White and the winner of AJ Usyk.
Nobody's even talking about that. Like, where do they talk about that at? Maybe in Britain, maybe? Like, where do they talk about Undisputed at heavyweight? Like, that shit's been gone. Nobody cares. AJ didn't even want it, remember? Tyson Fury came out and said AJ just dropped $90 million or something, dropped the biggest bag or whatever. I don't know, but you want me to take out my AJ Wilder? You hating like that?
Nah, go ahead, keep it. It looks like some people in the chat are appreciating that.
I'm telling you, that's a big fight.
Nah, I'm not disagreeing. Because best believe we going to London. You hear me? But
you just a traveler, huh?
You know, we gypsies. We traveling in.
I don't know. I don't think that I have a vote. I can't vote, but I would have voted. You already voted. I see.
Yeah.
I seen his face.
21 votes already.
I think that I probably would have voted for AJ Wilder. Like, that's still my biggest fight, man. I want that shit, man.
I hate, no, great fight, right? In 2016.
Was it 2016 or is it 2018? It was 2018 when it was at its highest.
No. I'm not sure the whole highest thing. I just know.
Because remember, that's when Povetkin jumped in.
Yeah, but Povetkin was before 2018. When?
Nah, it was September 2018.
Nah.
It was the debut of the Zone.
2017.
Man, you wilding, Almanac.
When,
watch this.
You saying when Wilder.
When they
fought. Oh, when
AJ fought Povetkin was in September.
I thought you were saying when Wilder went out there because he was supposed to fight Povetkin.
No.
He popped
dirty. Not Wilder.
Oh, okay,
fight.
Okay. We
I'm
good.
Talking about when AJ got ordered allegedly by the WBA to negotiate with Povetkin in something like 28 days while they was dead in the middle of negotiations with fucking Wilder.
Yo,
super chat from Gil.
Yes.
Ness and Danny, it was a joke. Stop being sensitive, Nestor. I was definitely not criticizing you guys at all. I said, say less all along. I can wait for the right time so you can keep your sources. Nah, bro, and I never took it offensive.
Yeah.
I was just joking right back.
Neither did I, but...
But thank you for the super chat, man.
Head over and vote on our poll that we have up. You know, what
Earl
is
versus
bigger?
Bud is blowing it away. It's 53% Earl versus Bud. AJ
still early.
AJ Wilder second though, 22%. Canelo Benavidez only 20%, and Canelo Charlo 5%. Damn, I thought that was the big fight. CYP, you better get your peoples to vote on Canelo Charlo, man. Y'all doing bad in them. Voting streets. Once again,
you know,
in about 25 minutes, we'll have Alexis Rocha. And if you want to ask him a question, head on over to our patreon.com/theboxingvoice page. Look for the respected post, Alexis Rocha, Patreon only questions, and drop him one. What you were going to say?
No, Luis Reyes in the chat said, Danny is the most anticipated fight, but is that the biggest?
Which one?
He didn't specify. I'm assuming
he's talking about Earl.
He's talking about Earl and Bud, since he said Danny the most
anticipated,
you know. But go. Everybody, head over to our poll. Go ahead and participate. Go ahead and voice your opinion, as we are the voice of the people.
There is no leak. Well, listen. So getting back to Tyson's, fight, his manifestation of this fight, it slowly seems like it's coming together. He put it out there. Now we got one party saying he's willing. Do you think Jermell can be convinced?
once again, I don't know if it's as much Jermell as it'd be Al. I don't know that Al would put on this fight.
Let me remind you, young man, Al made Peter Quillin Daniel Jacobs. Two PBC fighters, two champions, two friends.
That weren't training
from
together.
From New York.
That were not training together.
Earl and Jermell didn't always train together.
No, they didn't. They did not. You know, they did not, obviously, as we did state earlier.
And I know you hate interruptions, but you can attest to the fact that Jermell has been training more and more in that L.A. location with Fuentes. Right? Is it Fuentes? The dude from the Goosens. The Spanish guy that Ellie's always in his gym in L.A. Gabe trains in there sometimes.
Hold on. Ricky Funes?
Yeah. Oh, I called him Fuentes. My bad. Funes.
It's all right. You know, you got Almanac right here.
You know, I got the Almanac right there, and I got the Alzheimer's right here. What up?
You know, but definitely, look, man, I don't know. I just, I would love that fight. Not as much as I would love Erwin and Bud, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel? I mean,
see, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Errol Bud, this is what you got to understand. The way I'm looking at it, right? Errol Bud only makes a potential Earl Jermell that much bigger.
Yes, because Jermell was always an option for Bud. So if Bud were to win or lose, winner should still try to face the other undisputed champ.
And
if he is undisputed.
Right, this is assuming
that he beats Castaño.
That Jermell Charlo beats Castaño in their rematch for undisputed. This is assuming that Errol Spence beats Yordanis Ugas in their unification bout next month. So, you know, the next 2 months obviously determine
Say that those aren't safe assumptions. There's a favorite. They're both favorites.
They are both favorites. So was Pacquiao against Ugas. You know, so was Charlo against Castaño the first time. So it's the boxing game, you know. It's a business, and anything can happen. You know, we're going to watch a rematch this weekend of anything can happen. Josh Warrington, Kiko Martinez is the rematch of anything can happen in the sport of boxing. So
crazy how Warrington gets a shot at that title when it was Galahad that lost it, you know? So strange. But, you know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time. Voice your opinion right here, the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget to add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation from anywhere in the world. So we're going to go out to these phone lines in just a bit.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
If you're on Discord or Skype, make sure to raise your hand if you want to voice your opinion. And on Blog Talk, hit that number one button.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
This is K-Boxing in D.C. What up?
Hey, Ness. What's going on, champ?
What's going on?
How you doing? Hey, nothing much. Just getting ready to pull out for work. Opened up and saw the topic. And Ness, I gotta be honest with you, bro. And shout out to your new co-host again. It's, you know, I'm one of them older guys, so it takes me a minute to really get it locked into people's names and whatnot. But
Danny.
Shout out my Danny, right? Danny, okay. I think he has like a nickname or something too, right?
Ringwalk.
That's it. Ringwalk.
Yes, sir. What's up, brother? Honey. Thank you for calling, bro.
So. All right, outstanding. Ness, I got to be honest with you, bro. We're at odds, my brother, because you know, I love all the talk, you know, about Lions, but see, you're not really down with the Lions, and I'm 155% Lions only, man down. You know, it, all his close associates, the Ruguru, you know, the Ruguru and Maul, their tight relationship. I'm all in that shit. And I'm going to tell you, bro, you know, I really wish, because I love your show and your platform so much, that you guys could find a medium somewhere and kind of come together. You know, I saw when Earl went in on Ego, because he thought Ego was you. And he went in on Ego one time on an interview, and because he thought Ego was you. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to say, my brother, that I just hope you guys can come together at some point, man, in the thick of all this, man. And because I just think you guys could do so much more good together than you would be at odds like you are. And that's no kidding. And that's all I really wanted to say about that. You know what I mean? You know, on this topic that you on now, okay, that ain't going to never happen, bro. It'll never happen. I mean, you know, Mel and Earl, I know Tyson likes to set back, you know, in his king's chair now on his platform and throw everything, you know, out there. But it'll never happen, bro. It will never, ever happen. You follow me? So,
I mean, do you know that Earl already said if we friends, we should break bread together? If it makes money, why not? Earl is all for it,
yes,
man.
Yes, yes. No, he's not all for that, Ness.
So
he's not all for that.
Those ain't English words he's speaking?
Yeah, yeah, but I promise you, you know, I will stake my knowledge, my, you know, every pay-per-view I've
Chad,
ever purchased.
The man said if the money right, man, don't
Earl
do that.
Spence,
he said if the money right.
It will never happen, Ness. I promise you. It will never, ever happen. Focus on Earl and this next fight after he handles his business with Ugas, the mission that he set out on that I've been telling you for years now that he been on, that ain't nothing going to change his course, is Terrence Crawford as soon as he gets done on the 16th. If anybody, like I said before, if anybody want to know if who's running or who been running, you will find out the night of April 16th who's been on their swing all the time. We're going to see if that stanky leg that Terrence Crawford, all the jokes he's been making all these years, we're going to see how serious he's been on the night of March. What is it? April 16th. We will find out who the true runner is. I promise you. And that's my call this
what,
time.
What you
brother.
Mean? What you mean we're going to find out who the true runner
well,
is?
Well, I mean, we will find out on April 16th.
Bud ain't going to be in the ring. That's
really
going to be Ugas.
Do I know if Earl going to be Ugas?
No, I said, it's not Bud. In the ring.
One,
that will be Ugas.
I know it will be Ugas. What I'm saying is, all the talk that Crawford's been laying down, all the crazy videos that he's been wasting his time, effort, and energy with and everything, going at Earl, okay, because Earl don't play them type of games, the world will find out on the night of April 16th once he gets done with Ugas. And believe me, he will get done with Ugas in spite of anybody's thoughts or whatever. Once that fight is done, when they put that microphone in front of the truth, you guys are going to hear the truth. And I hope that Terrence has the cojones, after all the talk and all the crap he's been running, I hope that he is ringside like he said he will be that night, so the world can see who's is ready to back up all the talk. Because I guarantee you that ESJ is going to have that mic in his hand, and he's even going to be looking directly at it.
I hear you. I hear you, Kay. I hear you, man. We got a new caller in. Is this... Nah, 720 is not Vegas.
Nah, 702 and 725 is Vegas.
I know. I just put this number in the wrong place. 720. Let me double check this. Fudge. Why'd I read that as...
702?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. 720. New number anyway. Okay, yeah. 720. Who's this?
Are you guys there?
We are. Who's this?
Hello? Hey, it's Michael from Colorado. How are you?
Michael in Colorado. Good morning. Thank you for calling in, my friend. What do you got for us?
Well, you know, I always listen to the show, Ness, and I just don't understand why you're so hot on Devin Haney. Yeah, Kostas is going to wipe the floor with him. And I know you're in bed with Bill Haney. I mean, you're high, man. Kombosis is just going to – I think it's going to be over in 5-6 rounds.
I'll be honest with you, man. It's all the resemblance and comparisons to Floyd, even the way that he acts, the way that he trains,
talks,
the way that he doesn't drink, doesn't, you know – I mean – it's that, bro. He was trained by the father, not only his own, but by Floyd's father as well for many years. The gym stories. Like, you can't have a kid this young talking that much shit and no one have footage. Like, I would have been called Haney's bluff. Like, man, here go the tape, right? I beat the shit out of him in sparring. Why no one can say that? Why? Does he beat everyone up in sparring? Like, come on. You guys are ignoring the truth, not me. I'm not ignoring it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, more importantly, that live show you did the other night is some of the best piece of television I've ever seen in my life. Whoever
whoever
produced that show, those guys are fucking geniuses. I'll tell you right now.
Oh,
I mean, they're
man.
Really good.
They're gonna he call it up. Right now. They're going to be so happy you said that, Lord.
You know he's in the chat right
can't,
now.
I can't wait for tomorrow night to see what you guys do next. I mean, I was glued to the TV.
Hell yeah.
Amazing, man. Well, thank you, man, because I definitely, you know, I went along with everything that they were suggesting, but inside I was cringing. Inside I was nervous, and you know, I just felt like, wow, this is a lot of Hollywood showbiz happening. So I'm just glad you guys enjoyed it.
I'll tell you what, it made it fun. I mean, I know the fights aren't the most exciting, but tell Danny that I'd be such a puss about everything. Yeah, you know, he wouldn't get the lap dance.
What did I do wrong, man? What did I do wrong? What didn't you like?
You wouldn't dance for the little girl, that Joanna girl or whatever.
Yo, Michael, she was chasing him around the studio after the show. Recording was over. She still wanted that lap dance from Danny.
I just felt
you should have got on top of that, Danny. It's not like many girls are throwing it out there, you know.
I just felt that, you know.
You wanted to keep it professional?
Nah, it was bigger than keeping it professional. Like, you got to pay to play. Like,
she got to pay. It ain't Christmas.
Bro, this shit ain't free. She got paid. She got paid. I need to get paid, too.
Michael, thank you for calling in, brother.
Fellas, thank you. I love the show. Love the show. And keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you,
hey,
brother. Appreciate
Michael,
you so much, man.
Michael, make sure to call in June 6th after Devin comes out with that victory. Make sure to call in, Mike.
We'll see.
All right.
All right, guys.
Mike, man, thanks for calling in and making our day. That was definitely a pleasant call. Put a smile on my face. We're going out to New York City. Looking like we got David Maldonado.
You better not duck me, son. You better not duck me, son.
Listen, they got no know nothing. The writer don't know nothing. Or the eye know anything.
We did it first. We did it first. And we motivate even the greats.
Oh, what a big shot by Lopez.
I told everybody.
What he done to the boxing world to be number one in a junior weight division?
SDS Promotions.
Hello.
Yo, good morning, man. Top of the morning, fellas.
What's yo, up? How you feeling?
Fella, man, just want to give y'all flowers. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Ness, y'all doing a great job. I've been listening to y'all for years, bro. The first show that I actually listened to was The Day After from Danny Garcia versus Keith Thurman. Y'all doing a great job. Y'all had a lot of great co-hosts there, too, from Troy King to Doomy to Lady Shan to what's his name, Michael Ross. All of them great. But, yo, Rinwalk, a.k.a. Shit Break Danny, man, you're doing a great job, too, bro. Definitely, man. Definitely.
Shit Break Danny.
Shit Break Danny. Yo, y'all on the fucking road today. I love you. Nah, brother, I appreciate it.
No doubt, bro. Yo, no doubt. Let me tell you something. Don't let them clown you, bro. I was doing a vegan diet one time for a month and a half, and that shit had me going to the bathroom 4 to 5 times a day. That's how it is. Yo, Ness, I seen that y'all, man, y'all doing shows now where y'all actually have live fights. Like, y'all was doing the show with the Mexican card. I was just giving you a suggestion because I know you're not a historian, but it's always good to keep up because this is the sport that you follow and cover, bro. You should do a show, right, where instead of covering a live fight for Mexico, which is great, you should do that, but do like a when y'all used to watch older fights. I remember y'all used to do like film study or some shit like that y'all used to do.
Yeah.
Y'all should do a show like that where y'all actually live.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We don't have the rights. We don't have the rights to old fights, so we can't show you. So all you get to see is our reaction. What we're doing on Fridays is we have the rights to the fights.
That's what I'm saying. That's, y'all don't got to show the fight, but the same way y'all chopping it up and talking boxing, y'all can actually be watching a fight. The same way
like
y'all
that.
Do your poll. On,
yeah.
Yo, though, I became a Patreon in March 2020 when y'all got in trouble by YouTube. Remember for a little while?
Yeah,
YouTube
yeah.
And I DM'd you. I'm like, yo, Ness, what's up with the show? That's when I became a Patreon. So my suggestion is y'all should do a show where you don't got to air the fight, but the same way y'all watching the fight, y'all can do that. Like put a fucking Trinidad versus Fernando Vargas. That's a good fight. That's not too old for you to watch. And y'all can still do the show and break the fight down because, though, that's the greatest 154-pound fight ever. Now, to touch on the topic, there has been fights in the past where friends fought each other. Julio Cesar Chavez Sr., fought Jose Luis Ramirez, and that was one of Chavez's best friends. Them dudes fought, I think, twice. There was another fight, Simon Brown.
Malik Scott, Deontay Wilder, they best friends.
Yeah, they fought Simon Brown and Maurice Blocker, and that was a hell of a fight. And they fought, I think, Buddy McGirt and Simon Brown were friends also, man. So, you know, at the end of the day, bro, come on, man. Put it this way. I had fist fights with no gloves on or nothing with some of my friends growing up. Over little shit. So why not do it for money? You know what I mean? Why not? Remember slap boxing and stuff like that? Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think Spence and Charlo would be a good fight, but I don't want that, man. I want to see Spence and Crawford already, man. That's shit. There's nothing getting in the way of that fight, man. Spence got to handle his business with Ugas. Crawford, I think he's either going to fight Josh Taylor or he's probably going to retire Keith Thurman next, and then make that Spence fight. That's it, man. They're marinating that fight too much. Crawford is about 35, 34 years old right now, man. What they waiting for, bro? Come on, man. Mm. They need to make that happen. And on another positive note, rumor is my boy Teofimo Lopez is about to get a vacant title shot at the WBO. You heard something about that?
Yeah, we've talked about it, champ. The WBO dropped.
We've talked about that disgusting attempt at trying to make T.O. a fake two-time champion.
Well, I know you're trying to bait me into an argument, which I'm not.
I'm not trying to
yet.
Bait you into nothing. I'm just saying I would not respect anyone who's get being gifted a title shot off a loss. Like you ain't even got to win.
But yo, isn't Josh Taylor vacating those belts though?
I wouldn't care.
What happened was, you watched that Josh Taylor fight?
I watched that fight. I thought it was close. I thought Josh Taylor pulled it off because you got to really beat the champion, and Jack Catterall didn't do that.
So what happened was, Jack after the fight, Jack Catterall was dropped to the number 3. Teofimo was placed at the number 2 position. A guy we've never heard of him, like Leon Bottle, was number 1. So now Jack Catterall cannot, even though he just put up a hell of a fight, a very close fight against the undisputed champion, very close. Even though that happened, he gets removed from the situation. And
Tio gets a freebie so that guys like you could cheer that he actually did something when he didn't.
Well, you got to understand, when fighters move up in weight, I understand the politics and shit, but when fighters move up in weight, based on their status from what they did previously, sometimes they get leapfrogged, you know what I mean? Like if Devin Haney was to go
you
up
to 140. You can't leapfrog Catterall, man. Catterall dropped Josh Taylor, arguably beat him. You know, WBO just continues to show that they're corrupt. When Castaño claimed to have an injury, the president took to his social media to say that this fight isn't happening and it's probably Castaño's fault. Like, the type of shit that they do over there is just crazy. Paco's out of control. WBO's borderline trash, man. Only thing I like about them is they play no games with the mandations. They tell you about the order something. You got about a day before that shit come out as a headline.
On another note, bro, and I'm not trying to steer you into doing the wrong thing, though. I understand you don't want to get vaccinated, bro. Welcome to the club. I'm not vaccinated either, bro. You and I, and I'm going to leave it at this. You know there's ways around things, bro. You want to go travel to that fight in Australia? You know what you got to do, bro. You know what I mean? And I'm going to leave it at that. You
I
smart.
Don't. Give us the – give.
Nah. Hey, I know what he got to do. I know what he got to do.
I don't know.
I do.
All right. As long as I ain't going to jail for no fight. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that important.
I hear you, bro. You know what I mean? I mean, just like Devin Haney got his beliefs, I got my beliefs too, man. You know, I lost my job for 2 weeks behind that shit until they accepted my religious exemption, man. I'm not doing that. You know, right now, I don't even want to hear about no vaccines. People talk that vaccine shit to me. I tell them, nigga, we about to get bombed by Russia and China soon, bro. We got bigger problems. God forbid that happens. You know what I mean? But anyway, I ain't want to talk about politics, man. That's my call. Y'all continue to do a great show. And like I said, yo, take that suggestion. Y'all can show and watch a classic fight. Y'all don't got to air the fight because, you know, rights and all that stuff. But you could watch the fight there. Y'all can talk, chop it up, do what y'all do.
No,
y'all
I like that.
Yeah, but the thing with that was it used to be like 12 people watching, man. Like, people don't appreciate that. He knows it. It was like 12, maybe 10, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like people ain't searching old fights. It's not a search. Like people looking up Charlo, Earl, AJ, Wilder. Like they're not looking up Leonard and Robinson. Like that shit is old.
We could do like a.
But I'm gonna get to other people, David. Go ahead. We could go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was saying we could do like a two part though, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could do like I'm trying to think of a Charlo Trout or you know what I'm saying like a relevant fight and. A fight is, you know, today, right? For example, we're talking Jermell Charlo. So we could talk about maybe do like a fight study on the first Castaño fight, right? And then we could take it back. Then we could do like a past blue ribbon Wednesday.
Looks like we got our first guest here, Alexis Rocha. Alexis, what's up, brother?
Alexis, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up? How's it guys? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're good, man. Happy to have you. Thank you for waking up early. Are you on the West Coast with us?
Yeah, man, I'm on the West Coast.
All right. Well, thank you, man. We're in studio here in Las Vegas. We would have loved to have you in studio. Where are you, in California?
California, man. Where are you guys from?
I'm originally from Jersey. He's from Chicago, but we're both here in Las Vegas, living the dream, interviewing fighters every single day, being the Breakfast Club of boxing, and obviously you got the big win over Blair the Flair, and I'm not going to lie, I'm a little disappointed. You know, I was invested in Blair the Flair. I really like the entertainment value that he brings, the build-up. I think all that is important. Like, what you did in the ring obviously is the most important thing because you need to win. But I feel like Blair, you know, builds up the fight so much. And he did that with you. And credit to yourself, you know, he was trying to kind of go away to Michael Mickinson. And you took to your social media letting him know that that should have been elevated to the main event, which it did. Yeah. And you pulled off the big victory, man. So congratulations. I know I'm long-winded, but just tell us how you're feeling.
Yeah, man. Well, first off, thank you for having me on the podcast. Like I said, I feel very good, very happy. You know, I know Blair was going to go talk all this talk because this is persona, you know, and boxing does need more stuff like that. It needs more character like that because it builds up drama, builds up excitement. For the press conference, you know, we're going at it and people were talking about it because all the trash talking we're doing.
Alexis, can you adjust your phone slightly because you're cutting your head off to the audience?
There we go. Thank you.
Got you. Yeah.
But go.
So, yeah.
Go ahead, Sam. Yep.
So yeah, man, it was definitely exciting trash talking and all that. And then you know, we had a job to do going there next to get the game plan.
Amazing, man. So were you always expecting to fight Blair since he was on your stable? Did you ever think that this fight would happen, or was he never on your radar?
Yeah, he was on my radar because the fight was presented to him, like I said, last November, or not even November. It was way before that because I was trained to fight in the Honda Center, and we were in talks to fighting him. But his team declined, so it is what it is, you know. So we just kept him in the back. We kept them in the back of our mind, saying like this could be a possible opponent. And then once they opened up on March 19th, they told me that I'll be on it. They told everyone, they told Blair he'll be on it. And then soon enough, they told us that we'll be fighting each other. So we're like, all right, we're game. You know, it's a good fight. It's the fight we need to be taking right now.
Let me get a screen share, Trav. So right now I'm showing to our audience my messages by mistake, but now we're showing Blair the Flair's story.
Yeah.
And Blair the Flair said, rematch is unavoidable. No more. No more last-minute shit. Last-minute training. Last-minute promoting. Last-minute contracts. I'm no longer allowing the bullshit people trying to capitalize on my inactivity. I will be back ASAP. I will be back on track to the top. More fights without year layoffs. Better training, better preparation, better performances. Does that bother you that he's making an excuse to say, like, he got this on short notice, he's been inactive,
yeah,
he wasn't ready now, he didn't train, he wasn't prepared, and he's blaming it kind of on managerial promotional things, like, you know, you guys are keeping me inactive, and that's why I wasn't as sharp as I should be?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't like that. Like, I take my losses like I do with everything. Like, I'm in humble in defeat, humble in victory. And I don't like that, the fact that he's saying short this, short that. I don't know what he means by that, because I'm on the same boat. We both, you know, had the same time to prepare for each other. We both had, yet again, he was trying to call him a Kenton in a day notice. You know, it doesn't make sense. But I don't like the fact that he's making this thing that no more last this, no more last that. It doesn't make sense.
So is there a plan for you now with Golden Boy? Are you to get the Michael Mickinson fight? Or what's on the horizon for you after this win over Blair?
I mean, yeah, this is a big win for me. I trust in my promoter who's going to put in front of me. You know, I don't never hand choose opponents. Whoever they think is the person that should fight is the person that's going to be presented to us, and we're going to accept it. But Golden Boy is doing a hell of a job with them. I got to thank them for everything they're doing. You know, they're a great promotional company. You know, Oscar, Robert Diaz was my main guy, Eric Gomez, you know, thank everyone there.
So after this win, it seems like the public has been pitting you against Jerron Ennis. Some people in our live chat, as we've been on since 6 a.m., some people are saying Rocha beats Ennis. What do you think about the welterweight division? Who is your number one in the division, and who is the guy that you are looking out for in the division?
I mean, I look out for every guy in the division. You know, there's so much talent in this weight class. This weight class is literally stacked from, like, from the last person to the bottom. You know, the barely people that are hitting the scene, which I feel like I'm starting to barely hit the scene, to, like, the Virgil Ortiz, to Jerron Ennis. You know, those guys are, like, the most talented fighters in the division. But I'm not that far behind them. You know, I'm like right there. And, you know, if both fights are presented to us in the future, then let's make it happen. Because I'm the person who's trying to be the best in this weight class. Because I don't want to duck anyone. I want to fight the right people, you know, and just keep my name out there.
Did you happen to notice that Michael Mickinson took to his social media and insinuated, or I guess directly said that, Virgil, that he heard Virgil is about 160 and he'll never make welterweight again?
I don't know. You know, Virgil's a big dude. I've always followed Virgil all the time, and he's a big welterweight. He's a big dude. You know, I see him in person, and then, yeah, sometimes I'm like, damn, how does this guy make 147? But if he can make it healthy, then why not stay there? But if you're really struggling and killing yourself like the last time, I don't know if he was struggling with weight last time, but I know he got diagnosed with, I don't know what it's called, but I know it eats at your muscle. So just take that in consideration. And if you want to be healthier, why don't you just move up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Alexis, obviously your only, I guess, flaw on your record is back in 2020, the loss, the decision loss to Rashidi Ellis. In a very competitive fight. Just is that a fight that you wanted a rematch in? And are you maybe a bit disappointed now that Rashidi is a free agent, you know, leaving Golden Boy, because probably a lot less likely for that rematch to happen?
I mean, I'm not disappointed, but, you know, deep down inside, I do want a rematch. But I know Rashidi's doing his thing. It wouldn't make sense to fight now, like in a year or two. It wouldn't, because I'm doing my thing. You know, he's going to be doing his thing. You know, my respects to Rashidi, like I've always said. You know, but we can make the fight later down the line if it happens. You know, if it's an eliminator that needs to be presented or something, you know, let's make it happen.
Yeah, to be fair, they fought twice already.
Did they?
We did.
Yeah, right. Didn't you guys fight twice?
No, we fought one.
Oh, yeah, I thought you guys fought once in the amateurs.
No, never. I grew up with him in the amateurs, I wasn't. I was in the junior epic team. He was in the elite team. So I like see him all the time.
Okay.
So obviously, there's been a knock on Golden Boy for a long time that they don't promote certain fighters. You happen to be Mexican, which is their forte. Do you feel like they've been doing a good job with you? And do you feel like you will be re-upping with them?
No, I feel like they've been doing a great job with me. You know, I'm a person, you know, I would say I'm a person someone to like. You know, I'm easygoing. I talk to everyone. I'm very respectful. Very, you know, I keep a conversation with everyone. But, yeah, I think they're doing a heck of a job. And I know this is just the beginning, you know. And like I said, I'm very happy with Golden Boy.
Good. What we were actually talking this morning about Mike Tyson. I'm sure you were busy with Fight Week and things like that, but he had Jermall Charlo on his podcast, and during that interview, he asked Jermall what did he think about a fight with Errol Spence versus his brother Jermell Charlo, which are stablemates.
They both train with Derrick James.
Yeah, I know they both train together, and they're like, I mean, it's different when you're trying to fight your stablemate. It's way different. You know, there's difference when it's a promotional company, you have to fight someone along the promotional company. But when you have to fight someone that actually trained alongside, it's just different. And I don't know. I feel like that's like a relationship between you guys, you know?
So I wanted to pose the question, would you ever consider fighting a stablemate? Because obviously a fight with Errol Spence and Jermell Charlo would be big money. I mean, Mike Tyson figured it would be at least $10 million each.
Yeah. It just depends. If there's, like, bad blood between you two, if you guys don't like each other and you guys, like, leave the gym, let's say if Errol Spence left the gym and there's, like, trash talking, like, I don't know if you're familiar with, like, UFC, George Masvidal versus Kobe Covington, how they were best friends back then, and then they split up.
How about we use a boxing example, like, Brandon Rios and Victor Ortiz, they were friends and they split up and now they wanted to fight for years.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, like that. Look at those situations. Yeah, man. Those are entertaining because there's actually bad blood and you look at their past and they were like the best friends. But yeah, like I'd do something like that, but I wouldn't fight a stablemate who I'm close with still.
But what about an Earl situation? He came out yesterday and said, look, I only got two fights left at welterweight. I'm moving up. And if the money's right, why not? If we're friends, we should break. He said, if we're friends, we should break bread together.
Yeah, I mean, you're, at the end of the day, you got to feed your children. You got to feed your family.
Let's go, Alexis.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. So what do you think of that big fight? Do you think we'll get Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford?
I don't know. I hardly think so. Maybe 10 years from now or something.
What?
I don't think right now.
Damn. Damn, champ, we already been waiting some years.
Yeah, we've been waiting three already,
I
think.
We got to wait some more years now, huh?
Damn.
So Alexis, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I don't think it'll happen anytime soon.
All right. So which sanctioning body are you ranked the highest in? Do you know?
Sure. I
see you're like 11 in IBF. Let me see. Do I see you anywhere else?
I think that's just it.
Is it just the IBF? So you're on that Errol Spence or Ugas winner hunt, right? You're number 11 there. So there's quite a few names in front of you. Anybody in particular that you have your eye on in that sanctioning body? Can we get a screen share?
No.
Obviously, champion is Errol Spence. Number one and two is vacant. Jerron Ennis, the number three, is going to be facing Castillo Clayton in an eliminator, who's the number six. So Connor Benn is number five, who's going to be fighting Chris Van Heerden. And then you got Ivan Globa, who signed with Lou DiBella. David Avanesian, who's now with Frank Warren. I never heard of Karen. Karen, what is that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with 9 or 10.
Yeah, I never heard of Kida or Bra. But there goes Alexis Rocha and S.O.S. Suma. Man, and Florian Marku made it. Okay, Marku.
They got
Cody Crowley.
Wow.
That's going to be interesting once he starts getting up there. Any of those names stick out to you? Any of those names interest you?
I mean, no, none of those names really. But like I said, man, like whoever's got to be, you know, it's just got to be, you know, if it makes sense as far as if they're ranked higher than me, then yeah, I'm trying to climb up the ladder. So any person.
Well, I want to make a big fight for you, being as though that you're on Golden Boy, which is obviously broadcasted on DAZN. Does Connor Benn make more sense to you, who's with Matchroom? It's an easy fight to make, Golden Boy, Matchroom, DAZN. Obviously, he's got the Van Heerden fight, but is that someone you're looking at?
I mean, yeah, definitely, definitely. Connor Benn is a great fighter. Sense of respect to him. You know, he's doing his thing. You know, I know he'll come out victorious on his next upcoming fight. But the guy he fights is no pushover, you know. But I do have faith that he'll win. But, yeah, like, that fight makes a lot of sense, you know, in the U.K. and Vegas.
Oh, you would be willing to travel to the U.K.?
Yeah, man, I've been in the U.K. lots of times. Love the U.K. So, you know, got to get my name out there, you know.
I was just going to ask that question. Would you be willing to head over there? Obviously, you know, I think all but one of your fights were in the U.S., right? You fought in Mexico, I know, at least once. We just saw with Demetrius Andre being the champion moving up to 68, he's going
to the U.K.
The A side.
As a two-time weight champion, he's got to go to the U.K. But that's because his team lost the purse bid.
Yeah, you know, they lost the purse bid. But, you know, is that something that you would like to do, is take a fight out there and be able to, you know, grow your fan base and get your name out there?
Yeah, definitely. I want to travel overseas. You know, I feel like I'm always going to be an underdog in every situation, in every fight now, because that's just the mentality I carry. And that's the mentality you should carry, you know. But I definitely want to go out to the UK, get some fans over there, and just see the whole – it's a whole different atmosphere over there. I've seen fights over there, not live, but I've seen fights, and the Wimbledon, the O2 Arena, where they're just chanting Sweet Caroline, you know.
Absolutely,
like
definitely. I mean, they're saying
like a whole different atmosphere.
They're saying over 90,000 for Tyson Fury and
Dillian
White. When tickets went on sale for that, 30 minutes after
where's that going to be at?
Wembley Stadium. In London,
okay.
30 minutes after tickets went on sale, there was 150,000 people.
Wow.
150,000 people in line on whatever ticket service that they use out there. But, no, that'd be amazing to see you go out there and, you know, get your opportunity to shine. Just a question for me is, what was the biggest thing you learned in the fight with Blair Cobbs?
The biggest thing, I got to pull the trigger quicker, you know? I told everyone in the post-fight interviews, it was more of my fault that I was throwing one shot at a time and not following up with combinations. And the time I did follow up with combinations, I hurt him.
Absolutely,
Which
you showed me in the fifth, I threw a combination of 1-2 hook, and then I followed up with more straight left hands. And I should have been doing that quicker. Like, if I would have done that in the, probably the third, fourth, and sixth, right. I know I would have got him out quicker.
Did you think that the fight – so even though you were kind of throwing the one shots and not following up on those combinations as much, mm-hmm. as you just said, do you think that the fight could have still been stopped sooner, though?
Yeah, I do think so. Okay. I think if I would have followed up like I did in the sixth round, I think I would have got him out quicker.
Okay.
Alexis, have you ever fought in San Antonio or Dallas? I couldn't find anything.
I fought in El Paso.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, what, two fights ago, right?
Are you looking forward to possibly a Dallas Stadium fight?
Heck yeah, man. Yeah, hell yeah. I'm looking forward to that. A lot of tremendous fans in Texas.
So, Earl has two fights left, according to an interview he did yesterday. Would you say you're ready to be one of those two, or your time isn't – you and Earl isn't going to happen at 47?
Yeah, it won't happen at 47, man. I feel like I'm still developing as a fighter. I'm taking the proper fights that I should be. I'm not taking the world championship fights right now. I'm taking the fights that make sense for my career right now.
For sure.
And like, contenders, you know – people barely hitting the contender scenes, you know, that's the fight that should be taken.
Okay. I got a few questions from the people before we let you go. Lids Low, all the way in Decatur, Georgia, says, congrats on the win. Who do you have your eyes set on next fight? I mean, you kind of answered that, which is really no one, but if you want to.
Yeah, really no one. Whoever they put in front of me is the person that's going to get it.
Have they given you a projected date? Like, hey, you know, take a break and we'll get you back in May, June.
No date. Golden Boy hasn't given me a date, but I trust them to keep me very active this year. And I told them from the get-go, you know, I want to be very active. You know, a lot of people take inactivity. You know, a lot of young fighters don't want to stay active, but my job is to fight three more times this year.
Nice. James Valdez from San Antonio, Texas says, have you and your team ever been offered a Conor Benn fight? What's your thoughts on a fight against Benn in the UK on DAZN? You kind of answered that. Damn, maybe we should have went to their questions first.
yeah.
But to reiterate, you do like that fight. You would take that fight in Vegas or UK?
Yeah, preferably UK.
Oh, preferably UK. Wow.
Yeah.
Credit to you.
Yeah, just because you are Mexican-American, and obviously you have that desire, as you've been speaking about, going to the UK. There's been talks of Canelo having that same desire, wanting to fight abroad. Do you think that Canelo would have a – do you think a lot of Mexicans would come to the UK to support a fight with Canelo out there?
Yeah, I think so. All of his diehard Mexican fans would want to go out there and support and travel. But I feel like Canelo has globally a lot of fans, because he's – the face of boxing right now.
Exactly.
And I feel like if you were to travel to UK, a lot of Brits over there would love him. They would be cheering him on.
You fought on the Canelo Triple G 2 undercard. What was that experience like, you know, to make your ring walk?
I was there.
Yeah, we were both there to make your ring walk at the T-Mobile Arena. And obviously you got 20,000 fans that came out that night. What was that experience like for you? Because – unless I'm mistaken, that was probably the biggest card you've been a part of, correct?
It's probably been the biggest card I've been a part of, but I was the early fight. So I was like
So you didn't have the crowd full, you didn't have the full stadium.
Yeah, it was just my mom, you know.
Shout out to your moms, man.
Yeah.
Mom's always going to be
moms
there.
Moms is the number one fan,
right.
Baby.
Yeah, exactly.
I got Rue in the 504, which is New Orleans. He says, after your win over Cop, again, same question, what's up next? But we've answered that. Next one is from Young Figueroa that says, congrats on the win. You made Cobbs look like a 42-year-old prospect. Who are your three favorite fighters of all time?
Oh, that's a good one. I want to say Marvin Hagler's up there for sure. Love his work ethic, his fighting. He always fought. He always fought to excite everyone and to knock everyone out. So, for sure, Marvin Hagler, I want to say Salvador Sanchez, and the list is so on. Like, Julio Cesar Chavez, you know, Mayweather was one of them.
Mm.
You know, but I like every single – the reason I like a lot of single fighters, like Andre Ward was one. But, like – like they all carry the different persona like this, like Mayweather, all the trash talking he did and he backed it up, you know, but it was for the show, you know, Andre Ward because of all his hard work ethic, you know, son of God and everything. Obviously Teófilo Sánchez because he's Mexican and he came to fight, and then he was the face of a nation for a while. And like I said, Marvin Hagler, because he came, he had that work ethic, he had that mentality of, you know, going in there and breaking you down.
Gotcha. Man, Salvador Sánchez, though, he put on a hell of a career, but still died pretty young, right? He was like 23 when he passed away, but still had like 40-something fights, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Yeah, imagine if he kept fighting.
Man.
You know, that's like Valero. He was young
Edwin
with a bunch.
Exactly.
Edwin Valero.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite fighters.
Alexis, you're speaking of guys you like to watch from the past. What about guys today? Who do you like to see fight? Yeah. Who? What are some current fighters that you enjoy watching fight? Maybe even pick a few things from, right?
Yeah. I love watching Canelo fight, Shakur Stevenson, because I've known Shakur for a long time, and just how technical he is, you know,
he's sharp, man.
He's sharp. He's a professional
sharp.
In the ring.
And
he's a southpaw, too.
Yeah, I just watched him spar.
You went yesterday?
A couple of days ago.
But they were there again yesterday.
Yeah, he's had a couple camps here in Vegas, man. I'm excited to see what he brings, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
10 years from now, you know. What will we
He's the future, man. Definitely. Shakur's definitely the future.
How do you see his fight with Oscar Valdez April 30th play out?
Don't do it.
I don't know, man. That's a
safe call. I got another one here from the best dad ever in Baltimore. Thank you for putting an end to Thomas the choo-choo train Cobbs. Who are your favorite fighters to watch? And you just answered that. You guys better pay attention. You just answered.
I think some of our.
Oh yeah, he said in this era. Did you say this era yet?
Well, he started with Shakur, and then So who else other than Shakur?
I love watching Virgil fight. Virgil's a beast, man. Even though he's in my weight class, I respect the guy because he goes in there and throws the fans, and it's just his work ethic. I've seen him work out in the ring. You know, I like watching Virgil fight a lot too. I don't know his
name. Yeah,
I love watching that guy fight too. The monster, they call him, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love watching him too.
Okay.
I got Coach Myers in Connecticut. Thank you for beating Blair. He talks too damn much. You made a lot of new fans. My question is, who is the best fighter, in your opinion, that you fought or sparred? I've seen that you beat Edgar Belanga in the amateurs also. Wow.
Yeah, I fought Edgar in the national team, to make the national team.
Wow, so you beat him? Fight. You beat him to make the nationals? Oh, man, that must have hurt his feelings.
Yeah, I mean, we were teammates the year before. We went to Russia together.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're friends. We knew each other, and then obviously I beat him. And I just told him, like, hey, man, it's part of the sport, you know, especially that. Because at the time, I've always been at 154 pounds in the amateurs. And I never freaking grew, so I was 154 my whole amateur career. And he was at, when we went to Russia, 132 pounds.
Oh, he was smaller.
He jumped up 22 pounds in, like, 5 months.
Was that, did he hit, like, a growth spurt?
Yeah.
Was that, like, a...
Yeah.
Okay.
He had growth spurt, and he...
It was like Xander. Xander happened. Xander was small, and then, poof, all of a sudden, he's a welterweight.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then,
So, I got Bullet. I don't know if that's New York Bullet, but he says, if you had a choice to fight either Spence or Crawford, who would you choose?
And why?
And why? Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. You know, they're both probably the best welterweights in the division right now. Both, you know, respect to both fighters, but I don't know. To choose one over the other, I don't know.
All right. We got a last two more because I know you got to go, so you can answer these as fast as possible. Steve in the UK says, hey, champ, thanks for coming on the show. You should go after David Avanesian. He's highly ranked and will fight anyone. If you beat him, you take his spot, and it puts you in line for a shot at the WBC title now that Virgil is out. Congrats on the win, and can I get a woo to drawn out those excuses coming from Blair. Good luck, and thank you for coming on the show, Steve, in the UK.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, I'd be open to fight David Nemechian if, you know, Frank Warren, like you said, he has him. Like Frank Warren says he has him. If that fight's presented to us, we'll take it. We'd say yes. And, yeah, like I said, but no, I'm not going to be doing the woo, and that's Blair's thing.
Shout out to you. So the last one is from JC. He says, hey, champ, great fight last week. Do you think Rashidi Ellis is underrated? How do you think he does against other top welterweights?
I think Rashidi's underrated. You know, he hasn't been fighting. He hasn't been active, I should say. He do great against other welterweights.
All right, well, those are all our questions, and I know you got to run. Please give out your social media for anyone who isn't following you can do so. And thank you again for coming on the show, champ. We look forward to getting you back whenever you announce anything or you got anything cooking. Just call us up.
Yeah, just appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone tuning in right now, asking these questions. It means the world to me to have fans like that. And, yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at AlexisBrocha777. Stay tuned. I'll be keeping updates when my next fight is. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate
you,
champ. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Alexis Rocha, up-and-coming contender. Big win over Blair, the Flair, Cobbs. And we are back to our regularly scheduled program. We're going to go to the Super Chats. Looks like we got Mike Biggs Boxing. Is that caller Bernard Hopkins?
Yo, there was a lot of people saying that. Let me tell you.
When he was on?
No, our last caller right before we got Alexis.
Oh, K-Boxing?
Everybody in the chat that was like, yo, is this Bernard? And I didn't understand it at first, but it was so many comments suggesting that maybe we had the Bernard. Executioner.
Beats Nero says, much love from the UK, TBV. The rumor is no testing for Ugas versus Spence. Have you guys heard anything? Also, Handy versus Camboso, Devin, late or points? I guess he made a mistake and put Handy.
Yeah, I think he meant Haney, you know.
Is the E next to the D?
Right above it. Right above it. All right.
So he's going Haney. No, he's asking, is it late stoppage or points? No, I would go points.
Okay. The way I read that, I thought he was saying late stoppage or points. He's picking Haney late stop.
Wow, he thinks Haney get the stoppage. Okay. So if you are ready to voice your opinion, you know what to do. Raise your hand on Discord and let's do the do. If you're on Blog Talk, raise your hand as well. Hit that number one. It's going to let us know that you're ready to rock out on the show.
And really quick, before we get to callers, Ness.
You want to remind them?
For those of you joining us, who do we have in studio in 30 minutes?
DeAndre Savage, heavyweight prospect, 3-0, right here from Las Vegas. And we were having an interview yesterday with Jeremiah Milton, who brought him up. He said that's the only guy that he has any animosity for. So I said, hey, let's get him on the show.
Absolutely.
So he's coming at around 8:30, West Coast, 11:30. East Coast, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans, letting them know, hey, there's a safe haven where we talk boxing every single day, and it's just facts. No BS.
No BS.
I mean, sometimes. Just a little bit.
Every day.
All I need is a little bit. Trav is trying to get our attention.
No. We got another super chat, Ness, or I don't know if you want to get to that after we get to some callers.
I can get to it now. Who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya? It's looking like super chat from Matt Bett in Kansas City. Devin beats Cambosos. The summer belongs to Thurman. It's funny that you keep mentioning Thurman's name, and he hasn't spoken since the Barrios fight. That is Thurman's number one fucking problem. He gets a fight, and that's when he talks. Other than that, he don't talk. That's just no bueno. No bueno. Shout out to you for saying you're a new fan of Rocha. Let's see here. Anybody with the hand, huh?
We got Coach Myers in the Discord.
Coach Myers, what's up? Myers. Well, Coach,
you hear me?
Myers. I'm trying to ignore you because I know you got an intro and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. That's what you were doing.
I'm a way different fighter, Pacquiao. I feel like at this point right now, I'm a better fighter than Pacquiao. Bringing them back, yeah. I'm letting them share the
rain
with greatness.
Yo. Shout out to my boy DiBiase. Tell me down. I don't mind what Earl said, man. He always showed that energy, man. Earl, you know, Earl ain't soft, man. He listen, if it make money, it makes sense. You know what I mean? You know Ness, if they offer you and Danny to get in the ring for a certain amount of money, I'm pretty sure y'all do it too. And then y'all come back on the show and talk about, you know what I mean, the money y'all made and how good it was and y'all still boys. So if Earl's down with it, I'm cool. It's just Charlo don't seem like he has that type of energy for it. So that makes it seem like it might not happen. But besides that, what do y'all think about Joel Casamayor as far as being one of the top Cubans? I know y'all said Laura. What about?
I mean, I just don't know that he was as dominant as Laura and won the big fights like Laura.
I mean, he won in multiple divisions more than Laura, though.
And you know what? Actually, I had talked to him in Atlanta. I think he said he's the only three-time champion that's Cuban, so you might be right.
Yeah, I think he had a ring. I don't know.
He's the only three-time champion. I did talk to him about that, and he named himself. himself as the best Cuban.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out to you, Danny. Shout out to my boy Cassius, and shout out to DiBiase.
What up with Cassius, man? Tell him to hit me up, man. When we going to get him on the show? He playing.
Whenever you ready, man.
Man, we ready every single day, 7 days a week, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, all the time. You already know. Ness, G-T. Oh, who's next? All these callers on Blog Talk. None of y'all press one. Don't feel like you left out when it's time to go.
CYP on Skype.
CYP.
Let me know y'all hear me.
We do.
Yeah. I was just about to rain on that Rigondeaux Laura parade. I mean, that's crazy. You're talking about a pound for pound ring magazine, one time unified, two time two division champion, triple pound for pound. Beat Joseph and Beco Nonito, Victor Kenny and Rico Ramos, to name a few. And we ain't even talking about his Olympic pedigree because he's one of the greatest Olympic boxers of all time. So, you know, Cuba, that matters a lot. I think even Laura would give it to Rigondeaux, you know, being that he only beat Trout and Ishae Smith as his actual champion that he beat. When it comes to Jamal and Earl, I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't think it's happening. I don't think it will happen. It would be different if it was like track and field where they train together and then they race by themselves against each other. But one dude got to be in one corner. He got to pick. He got to come up with a strategy for one dude to beat the other dude. Like, it's just not going to happen, no matter what Earl's saying. And I'm starting to believe that Earl will just be talking a lot because he's talking about, I'm going to fight. I'm going to go, yeah, I would do it for the money. Man, you ain't even going to beat Bud. Like, you're not better than Bud. You need to beat Bud before talking about fighting Charlo, who would just drop the belt anyway like he said he would. So this is ridiculous. I'm starting to believe Earl will just be talking. CYP out.
Uh-oh. So are people thinking Earl's going to avoid the Crawford fight now? I don't know. I mean, if you're willing to fight your stablemate, you're willing to fight Terrence, is how I would love to see it. Maybe. Who is that? Is that K-Boxer? We went to you already, champ. Let me see. Check this Cash App. Did he send some of that good old-fashioned... Counterpunch? Nope. Anybody else? Oh, we about to cancel on DeAndre Savage. Y'all wildin'. 24 minutes. Y'all better do something. Ness got the vet out there. This bitch hitting 83 in Vegas today. I'm out. You know, shit. Y'all want to work? All right.
We got a 301.
Okay. Oh, that's my man honking them. Hawking them down.
What time is it?
Hawk in Maryland.
Great show. Yes. Dan and Brandon, I'm out.
Yo,
Hawk, what up?
Hey, too much. What's going on, my brother? Good morning to TBV. Corvette Grind. So Earl said he was going to fight him, or y'all just speculating that he said he was
nah,
fight him?
Earl said, if the money right, why not? If we friends, we need to break bread together. He on that Tyson shit, baby.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know he said that. But I got to be honest, I don't believe he going to fight him. I don't know how they going to put them two. I think Jamal, the one we talking about, his career really took off after he got with Errol Spence and his trainer. You know, his knockout ratio went up. You know, so it's going to be that would be a lot to have them two fighting against each other. I just don't see it. I have to agree with, I think I heard CYP on it. I have to agree with him on that. I can't see them two fighting each other. So I don't know. But we talk about over a year from now. I know it ain't nothing happening right now. I like to see him fight the fight that's coming up. I want to see that because I think people underestimating Ubers, but I think Earl going to punish him. And I want to see him get in there with Crawford next before he jump up there to Charlo. But if he's going to fight Charlo, hey, I'm with it. They get it on. Hey, like he said, friends fight friends to get that paper. So, yeah, definitely do it. It's just hard to see him doing it with the exact same trainer. I saw, Daniel Jacobs left his trainer. Well, no, he didn't. He was with him when he fought the guy that was under the same stable. But, you know, that was a real uncomfortable thing for them. So, I don't know. But I'm with it if it happened next. No question. Because I got
too.
Earl. All right, brother.
Thank you for calling in, Hawk. Stay safe in Maryland. We are going to our poll. I want to let everybody know we got over 491 votes. 8% of our voting public believes that Canelo versus Charlo is the biggest fight in boxing. 20% believe Canelo versus Benavidez is the biggest fight in boxing. 18% believe AJ, Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder, is still the biggest fight in boxing, while 55% believe that Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford is the fight that is the biggest in all of boxing. We're going to go to Anaheim, right? This is Anaheim. Who we got? Javier, what up?
What up, Ness? What's up, Ness? Yeah, I agree 100% with CYP and Hawk. Like, just the same trainer, dude. They're not gonna fight. I just kind of
Danny Jacobs
though,
and Dervianchenko had the same trainer and fought.
Yeah, but I don't think they were as close. You know what I mean? But I just don't see it. I mean, it's possible, but I just don't see it. But do you think he's kind of just using it as leverage, like against the Crawford fight, where he could say, I still have a big name even if I don't fight you?
I mean, I don't think he's using it as any sort of negotiator. It's just facts. He really can.
Yeah. And, you know, just going back to your poll, it just kind of shows, you know, people want, like, even fights, right? Look at the poll. Like, most people pick Crawford versus Spence. And I always call in. I'm a big Canelo fan. But it just kind of goes to show, you know, these guys do need to fight each other because anyone he fights, pretty much, it's not going to be a close fight. You know what I mean? Like, Charlo Benavidez, I don't think it's that close just yet. So you're going to kind of let them build up their confidence, refine their skills a little bit with – top-notch opponents, and then fight Canelo, because right now, like, the people don't want to see that shit. Like, they want to see 50-50 fights or somewhere close. That's why I'm assuming they picked Charlo versus Crawford. I mean, Spence versus Crawford. But that's my call, man.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in. If you're on Blog Talk, don't forget to hit that thumbs up that one button. It's going to let us know you want to come on the show. I'm going out to the New Orleans. Looks like we got JT. What up?
So
interesting when
you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit.
Hey,
that
comment.
That was a piece of shit. You know, Rob, we're doing live TV.
I don't care. What are you going to do about it?
I'm killing this motherfucker. Why do you have to talk like that?
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you. You have a problem? Turn off your station. I'm the best ever.
Yo, what up, Ness?
What up, Rick? Days.
I forgot I wanted to troll Ringwalk on something he said earlier. He cut it off. Something was about Canelo, but I'm a CYP caught my attention. It's funny how he's talking now all of a sudden. Errol been saying what he was going to do, and he's doing it consistently on that. So do I see Charlo and Errol fighting? I could see that fight. I don't think they tight like how they put it on there and stuff like that. They're not that tight. Mm-hmm. We don't know that we're not in their camps. So if the money makes sense, Peter said, all Errol said, break bread. They'd be cool probably after the fight or not cool because I got Errol beating Jermell Charlo. And I've been saying that for years and stuff like that. We had arguments in the back call about them. They thinking he's too small for Jermell, but nah, no, not at all. I had rumors before Errol heard Jermell in sparring before. That came out before, and I believe there's some facts to that. So I wouldn't mind seeing that fight and how this brother and brother-in-law love. Trust me, it's business. At the end of the day, that's a lot of money going to be played on the table. I think that fight will happen. And who I think Derrick James would lean more to train for the fight? Of course, Errol. So, I mean, make the fight happen. I don't think they tight like that. That's my call.
Yeah, I would agree that it would be Errol that Derrick picks. You know, that's who he was first with. It should be Errol that he picks or, you know, gives the choice to Errol first who he picks. I don't know. Think that's that. Oh, what's that? Stainless? Ready to rock and roll. Danny.
What up, champ? Stainless, accept the invite.
Red belt, black belt, WO and green. I'm King. Undisputed GOAT, TBE. And you can catch the news first on TBV. Voice of the people, now let me speak. Science instead of sweet, B-O-X-I-N-G.
Stainless, accept that invite, baby. Gotta accept.
Yeah.
Brandon, I need you to check on DeAndre.
We got James Payne.
James Payne in the building.
James Payne is my name, partner, how about you? Standing on my property and I'm gonna see about you. If I come out on my porch, I see you chilling in your wheel. Boy, I hope you know somebody, better be waiting on the bitch. James Payne, baby, see me pissing on the post. If we're playing basketball, you might see me in the post.
I know you hear me. Oh, shoot. Sorry.
So we got both people on there. Hey, Stainless, just mute really quick. Thanks.
What up, James? Yes, we do.
Yo, it's me. It's me checking in from the great state of Tennessee. It's your boy, James, P-A-Y-N-E, Mr. Lethal himself. And you know, like I know, the best part of waking up, y'all know the slogan from the 80s, man, TBV in my cup. And shout out to the TBV alumni that made this slogan world famous. Yeah, man. Hey, I just want to take a second to chime in, man. Like, we talk this great state of this great sport of boxing, man, the sweet signs day to day. But it was something that one of the previous callers said that really took me somewhere, and I just wanted to share it with y'all, man. Like, well, for several years now, I've been tuning in to TBV morning after morning. Sometimes I miss, sometimes you're going through your life twists and turns, and you miss a few days and stuff like that. But, man, this whole concept, this whole community that you started, like, it really has been life-altering, life-changing. And it
wait till you get to Vegas, baby.
Yeah, man, I can't wait, man. You know what I'm saying? I stay in prayerful for it, man. And I hope that, you know, the Lord allow me to step foot on Vegas, man, with a definite purpose when I get there. But back to my point, though, like, this environment, man, this universe, this community, you know what I'm saying? It's been life-altering, and it's just been, like, real special, you know what I'm saying, for me to, like, connect with so many people, like, from so many different places in the world and so many different walks of life, and to give me, like, people to debate with and to challenge my viewpoint with against someone else's viewpoint and listen to arguments. And then maybe even if we don't agree, I I'm man enough to respect somebody else's opinion and admit when they might point something out that I couldn't readily see at that time. And then they point it out and it becomes crystal clear to me, and I am allowed to change my mind, because as people, we should be allowed to make decisions, and sometimes we should be allowed to change our mind. And I know, like, in the chat, it'd be a lot of, like, unknowns or whoever the hell they be that be hating on me, you know, calling me plain, whatever they want to say.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Sticks and stones, you know what I mean? Like, but I'm a real man, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm also a fighter, you see what I'm saying? I fight for everything that I have, and I fought for everything that I've ever had in my life. And I'm a real person, and I'm a real man. But I'm also man enough to admit when I see someone doing great things, just like I might tell my son when I see him doing things that might not be so great. But I just want you guys to know, man, y'all do a fantastic job, and I'm thankful for the content day to day, because it's been a lot of things that I've been going through in my life, and y'all have always helped me get through those things, the death of my auntie, personal health issues, recovery from an injury, a sports injury. Y'all have motivated me. I've laughed here. I've shed tears here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just been a whole spectrum of emotion, and I really feel like I'm a part of something bigger than myself, being a part of this community. So I'm going to wrap up my call, but I just wanted to tell y'all, man, thank y'all for what y'all do day after day. And I'll let y'all get back to that beautiful Sweet Science talk, you know what I mean? And y'all know what I'm finna say. So, you know, you can hate it or love it, but hey, this is the illest, trillest, dopest boxing podcast in the whole what? In the whole galaxy. You know what I mean? If you don't know where you were astrologically, you need to count them off. Uno, dos, and tres. That's the third rock from the sun. So checking out from the great state of Tennessee is James Payne Lethal, giving TBV all the love. Y'all giving y'all flowers now. Salute.
Appreciate you, Champ. Thank you very much. Ness did have to step away, but I know if I'm, you know, grateful and appreciative, Ness is as well. So thank you very much. Yeah, City Ness, go in the comments, talk about how Ness, he want to talk about me. Go in the comments and talk about City Ness. But go ahead, let's get to Stainless. And Stainless, it ain't going to be no intro, bro, because, well, he played. Yeah, I don't got the intros on my computer there, Ness. So.
I already heard my intro, man. I told him I'm thinking about changing that up anyway, because that's old to me. But everybody telling me keep it the same. Maybe y'all do a poll for that. I don't know. Hey, first off, shout out to James Payne Lethal, man.
Yes,
I say it all the time. This is definitely a community here, whether we know it or not sometimes. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is walk through the door, and you get welcome. You grow a thicker skin by being here, especially if you're on the back call with us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got something set up so we can have that on Discord? I know that's probably not something you know, but
yeah, I'm going to be honest. Ness was mentioning something about it, but I'm not 100% sure. So he should be back in a couple of minutes, like I said, you know, City Ness.
That's cool. It's just I know that would help with the transition from Skype to Discord.
Can you write that down, Trevor? Just make note of that so we can ask Ness when he walks back in here, because I might forget. But go ahead,
you know, Tim. I'm trying to be progressive, as y'all young guys say, you know what I'm saying, since I'm hitting OG status. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure I keep with this time and keep with this show, because I've been with it for, I was just telling my gal, like, down there 9-10 years myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I want to keep with the support of the show and make sure that I'm where the show at. You know what I'm saying? I love Skype. You know what I'm saying? I'm somebody who's been on the back call for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And I enjoy it, but it's the community that I enjoy more. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that's grown from TBV. It's been organic. You know what I'm saying? So it's something that they need to make sure it happens. Otherwise, the transition won't be as easiest.
Right, as smooth, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I don't get to be on here as much, so I just need to make sure that I put that out there, because you're talking like 2 weeks, and that's real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you talk older heads, younger heads.
It is quick. It is quick. And even for myself, that was, you know, part of the adjustment that I had to make, right? You know, Skype is used for so many things. I had never used Discord before. I'm going to be honest, I still ain't used Discord. They told me to download apps and do all this other shit. I still ain't did none of that.
Stainless, is what you're asking is for a voice chat so you guys can talk to each other?
The back channel, right.
Yeah. It should be
after the show goes off.
I think what he needs.
It is available. It's
you
got to
make someone a moderator, I believe, so that someone can unmute people once the show is over. Right? Is that how it works?
If you go into the voice lounge.
The last time I was on here, I don't know. It was probably a couple of days ago when the show ended. The call ended.
That's correct.
You know, Skype when the show ends, because I'm pretty sure it's because Ness is on a separate channel then, or on a separate call, and then kind of, you know, unmutes us because he's moderating the call that for the
yeah. But the main point is they want to be able to speak even after the show, and all we have to do is appoint a moderator, right?
No, so there's a channel called Voice Lounge. Anyone can join it and talk now,
and it's on our Discord.
It's on the Discord
Voice Lounge, where you just hang out and lounge in the voice. Go to Danny.
All right. I'm gonna have to be Travis on this mug then.
Yep. Message me.
Yeah, message Young's Trav, man. He's 24-hour support. That's not part of his job description, but somehow he's willing to do this crazy stuff.
I ain't trying to, and it's horrible. I ain't even talked about boxing because I'm too busy trying to talk about this transition because I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been on Skype. Like, I was on Blog Talk for years before I went to Skype. I only went to Skype from Blog Talk because one day Blog Talk was down, and I wanted to talk about whatever the topic was. You know what I'm saying? And from there, I stayed on Skype. You know what I'm saying? But it was a little more offer because
it evolved. It evolved. I get it.
You know what I'm saying? And even after the show ended, we could keep talking. Like, that call didn't end. It kept going. So we could keep talking.
That feature's still here, champ. That feature's here, still here. Never fret. Feature's here.
Well, I'm sure it is, but, you know what I'm saying, we didn't have you here to kind of make it all cohesive so everybody understood what was being said. You know what I'm saying? So now that you're back, you know what I'm saying, I can maybe talk a little boxing.
Go for it.
Man, Charlo Spence, man, that sound like a good fight, man. As a boxing fan, we will all love to see it. I agree with JT, man. I think Spence beats Charlo. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if the friendship that they have is that deep and that it would come back after this fight. You know what I'm saying? Just because of how Charlo is personally, that is might be a real thing now. You know what I'm saying? But I've already taken too much time, so I'm going to just leave it at that. As I always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up. Share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. This is TBV for life. And if you ain't on Patreon, that's because you're stupid. Matter of fact, get on Discord or get left behind.
Peace. Appreciate it, Stanis. Do we have anybody else, Trav?
We have Chris Cernas on Discord.
All right, let's get to him. And just really quick, a reminder to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes.
I mean, I don't know. Let me. We sent them a message to make sure that he's on his way, because if not, we will be ending it. But we'll go to Chris, and we got plenty of callers on Blog Talk. We'll be going to you in just a second. Chris, what's going on?
Chris is lagging behind. Let's move on.
Moving on to Blog Talk. We'll be back for you, Chris. Never leave a man behind. Looks like we got...
Just kidding, Chris is here.
Oh,
Chris, say something.
Oh, my bad. No, I didn't accept the invite. I had never done the accept the live on Discord before. But I'm just here to talk more about Discord. I think I put a request in the request section, Stainless was talking about. Yeah, if we can get like a general chat like thing for like the people.
There is a general chat there. It's called 24/7.
I mean, like a voice chat.
Oh, we got that now. It's called Voice Lounge.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I use Discord a lot because, you know, I'm on my computer. I'm always gaming with a lot of people. And usually in other servers, they have like multiple voice channels where people could just hang out. and all that stuff. And, you know, that's something, that's something that would be nice.
Well, we got it for you, champ. I hope to see you in it.
Cool, cool. Yeah, glad you guys are on Discord now. It's way better than Skype. Never use Skype for old people.
Damn. We actually had a Discord for a long time, and it's, you know, I guess we just didn't say
yeah,
it enough.
We had a Discord, but I never saw the link anywhere, like on the YouTube channel or something. Like, you never promoted it, because I know you talked about it, but I never seen it. So that's why I'm barely hopping on here.
Well, glad you found us, brother. Glad you're here, and hope to have you continue to call in.
Also, you should talk to the people on Discord about boosting the Discord server, because have you seen the features that come with it?
Yeah, I actually seen something about Nitro, right? It's called Nitro. I got to talk to Trav, who's younger than me, lets me know all about what we need to do. But, yeah, if there's some features that are unlocked, or rather locked, and we need to unlock, we will do it.
Yeah, it unlocks more slots for server emojis. You get like 100 or something. Better audio quality, larger file sizes, live.
Yeah, I need that because I tried to put a video in there and it was like, oh, your file's too powerful. I'm like, yo, it's only a fucking GIF.
Yeah. No, if you get like 10 people to boost, I think each boost is like $5. But if you're a Nitro member, you get a discount. But if you get about 10 people, guys, check it out. It's on the settings, on the Discord settings on the top left if you're on the phone. And it would say server boost. Just look at the details, and it'll be pretty cool if everybody does it. I already did it. I got 2 boosts on it.
Nice. Well, appreciate you for helping us out, man.
All right, cool. All right, and that's it. I ain't got no single kind of topic. I'm stupid, man. All
right, we're going out to Ra in Baltimore.
Hey, yo, what's up, fellas? I was going to let it ride at first, but then I see on
Baltimore
Twitter this dude
the
posts all his favorite fighters.
What up?
Yo, can you hear me?
Hey, am I wrong here? I know I'm not, bro. My photographic memory don't ever lie.
Yo, can you hear me?
No, yo. It says Ra. Ra, are you connected? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Do we got, let me see if Blog Talk is working. Yeah, I don't hear it. Make sure your audio is connected on Blog Talk. I don't hear the sound bite I played right there.
You didn't play through my headphones either.
Yeah, I know. I'm playing it in, see that, in sound, in Blog Talk, so we should have heard it.
All right, cool. Let me work on this.
All right, in the meantime, in between time, looks like we got A side J Mac.
I'm in the ocean. You say you the big fish. I'm looking for you.
Maybe this fish get his tail out of his butt and he'll fight me.
You are watching a master at work.
Practice, baby.
When I stop him, y'all gonna say you was too weak.
Oh, you big and a motherfucker, man. We ain't gonna be able to fire your punk ass
out
here.
You wanna
bet $100,000
on that? Let's bet $1 million.
I'll break your fucking neck.
J-Man, New Orleans.
Don't like what I said, nigga. Do something fucking loud. No. Give me the towel.
Yo, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, before you start my time, quick thing. Are we not supposed to be able to hear their calls on Discord?
Well, that's the thing. Skype is old and not compatible, so you can't hear them, or you can't hear All Zoom, right. One of the two. That's why we're doing a transition. 12 days left, I think, now, right?
I've been trying to get Discord for the last few shows, at least the time I was on. And it keeps sending me to like a group app. I mean, like an app. Like I don't have it installed on my phone. I don't know.
But do you have the app? Do you have the app?
I have the app. I do.
It's
doing something weird. Like it sends me to my group of apps.
I don't know. I mean, James and Stainless, they got it working. So does my Jinbei. I'm sure one of those guys can help you out. Kana as well. He's in the back and he's got it. But it should be good. You should be good. What's going on, DeAndre? All right. J-Mac, you want to finish up your call or you want us to get back to you? We got our guest jumped in.
let me just hurry up and say this. So we talking about Errol fighting Maul? That's what we talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Not Maul, not Maul, Mel. Mel.
I mean Mel, yeah. I think that's a fight that can be made. I think they could get together and make money. Definitely, you don't want Bud to get in there because Bud go wreck Mel if he fight him. Shit, he might wreck Errol too. So I mean, shit, let Bud get a piece of that. After he wreck both of them, then let them two motherfuckers fight each other. That's my call.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here in studio, we're joined by DeAndre Savage. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Hey, man, it's a beautiful day.
It is, man. It is. First and foremost, how'd you get a name like Savage? That's like the perfect heavyweight name.
Man, that's my last name. I was born with that name, you know. Shoot. Got that Savage bloodline, too.
So, born and raised in Vegas. Where are you from originally?
Flint, right?
I'm from Flint, Michigan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Flint, Michigan.
Flint town in the building.
So, what got you into the sport?
You know, I was going to college at first playing football. You know, I was a college athlete. And my brother used to box with Mayweather out here. He'd be signed with Mayweather. And after college, I just came out here. And I started, you know, as an athlete, I started getting in the gym, hitting the bag. You know what I'm saying? I started sparring guys. I'm beating the guys that got 20, 30 amateur fights. And I said, you know, let me give this a try, man. I think I can do something with this.
So how many amateur fights did you have under your belt?
I did about 26,
okay.
Maybe 28 amateur fights. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but I did about 28 amateur fights. All of them not listed on BoxRec. Them like the ones that's on the tournament.
Yeah, yeah. They only list the championship or rather the tournaments.
Yeah.
But in the heavyweight division, obviously not many heavyweights get much more than 30, 40 amateur fights. So that's right on par.
Yeah.
But did you decide to go from amateur to pro because you felt you had more of a heavyweight pro style, or you was just ready to turn pro?
Yeah, I felt like I had more of a heavyweight pro style. You know, I could have stayed in the amateurs, but, you know, I'm a little older. You know, I'm 31 years old. I started boxing at 25. So, you know, amateur is like more like a fast pace, you know. You only got three rounds, get it done. But, you know, I feel like I had a more pro style, so, you know, I turned pro.
I just wanted to touch a little bit. I know your brother fought. If I'm not mistaken, your father, right? He fought as well.
No, my father. Well, yeah, he boxed a little bit, but he was really a power lifter.
Okay.
In high school.
Okay.
Know? Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, talk to us about the transition. Obviously, you get the Michigan State offer to go play football. You can't go, though, due to academic reasons. You end up going to Eastern Arizona?
Yeah, I went to, out of high school, Michigan State offered me, you know what I'm saying, but I didn't have the grades, so I had to go to the junior college route. You know, that's always been a problem with me is, you know, academics, you know, schools, so. I just wanted to play ball, but, you know, for the little kids that's coming up, man, you got to get them grades, man. You got to have them grades. You ain't got them grades, you can't play. So, you know, I had to take the junior college route, and I was going to school, you know. I wasn't taking care of business still like I was supposed to, partying and stuff. And, you know, I ended up having to go D2. So I went to Texas A&M Kingsville.
Right.
Yep. And after that, I came out here and started my boxing career. Yep.
So why boxing, though? I mean, was it just because of your brother? Were you a guy that got into street fights? Or are you just an aggressive person in life? And you're like, you know, this is where I can channel that energy. Why boxing specifically?
Man, I just feel like, you know, I feel like, after getting in there with the guys, you know what I'm saying, and as I gained more experience, you know, I feel like I really can do it. You know, I got into amateurs. I became number four ranked. Well, at first I got number eight, and then I got like number six, and then I came to number four. And I said, you know, I want to go number one. You know, I want to go for number one. So, you know, I just kept going, man. You know, I just turned pro. You know, that's what happened.
So obviously, I got put on to you through Chris Lovejoy. What's your relation to Lovejoy, and how that connection come about?
Well, you know. Christopher Lovejoy is managing me right now. We met at Barry's Boxing Gym. You know, that's where I was with when I first started boxing. That's the gym I was going to. And Chris came in there, and we got some work in before, and you know, we chopped it up. We stayed in touch with each other. He seen me go to the Olympic trials, and maybe, I don't know how many months, but a little while after the Olympic trials, I hit him up like, you know, I see you doing your thing. You know, you looking real good. You know what I'm saying? Let's get together. You know, let's make it happen. And he came out here to Vegas, and you know what I'm saying? We met up at P.F. Chang's, and you know, we made it happen.
And what's the future looking like? What is he telling you is on the horizon for 2022?
You know, we working. I haven't announced my fight yet, so I'm gonna do it here on the Boxing Voice.
Okay, give us that breaking news.
I'm fighting April 30th in Mexico. That's my next fight. Cause Lovejoy, he's doing a real good job. You know, I signed with him last, what was it, June, and I finished up the year with 4 fights. So you know, I feel like that's pretty fast. You know, a lot of heavyweights don't even get 4 fights in 1 year. Most of them fighting twice, 2-3 times, you know, at the year. Come on, fight once. Yeah, so just building it up, man, building my record up, and, you know, hopefully round 15, 16, you know, I get a title shot. That's the plan.
So I see that you got a no contest. What exactly happened in that fight in Mexico?
Man, I don't know, man. I knocked the guy down. I got the video, you know. I knocked the guy down. And he act like he hurt his leg or something after I knocked him down. And they called it no contest.
Oh, man, because it didn't go past the fourth?
It was in the first round. I knocked it down in almost first round. First round knockouts. Yeah, almost first round knockouts. So I knocked him down, and I don't know, man. That was crazy to me. That was crazy.
Damn, that definitely got to suck.
That was in San Luis, Mexico, so... I'm not going back there to fight. It was bad business. That's bad business there.
So this fight in Mexico is taking place where?
It's going to be in Tepic, Mexico. It's down there in Nayarita. I think that's how you say it.
Nayarita, yeah. It's right on the beach, the southern tip. It's in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
So not too far from Cancun and all those places like that.
Yeah,
so.
it's down there. Yeah, I heard it's pretty a nice place. I got a DAZN connection, you know what I'm saying? She hooked me up with the promoter down there. They actually called me for a fight on DAZN a couple months ago with the guy Adam Stewart. I didn't take the fight because, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't ready at the time, you know. I wasn't that let me know, you know, I got to always be ready. So the guy's number, he ranked number 20 in the USA. And I can beat the guy, you know. I can knock the guy out. I know that, but you know what I'm saying? I wasn't ready at the time. So I wasn't about to wrestle to no fight. It was
I love that you did that. And it's crazy that you gave us that story because I had pulled up this picture of you and Eddie, which I'm sure was like in December. So that means that you know what you're doing. Like whatever you're saying out your mouth definitely got you a fight opportunity a few months after this picture. So credit to you. Cause that's where I was going. Like you met Eddie, how'd those conversations go? And, you know, I'm assuming they went well now that you mentioned the DAZN offer.
Yeah. I didn't really, you know, converse with Eddie. That was just like a picture, you know, I know his matchmaker, you know, I'm cool with his matchmaker, so, you know.
Who's that, Eric? Is it Eric?
Nah, it's a girl named Sarah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Serafina?
No, she's from Germany.
Okay.
But, my bad, I got a chat.
Nah, it was just about your time with Eddie and obviously being at the Haney fight week.
I just always been a type of person, you know what I'm saying, a network, you know what I'm saying? I never been a sit-back type of person to, you know what I'm saying, let things come to me and let people tell me what to do, you know what I'm saying? I always been a go-getter, you know, I always talk to people, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure things out, you know what I'm saying? And, That's what it is, you know. That's how I met her. That's how I met the promoter in Mexico. You know, it's our connection.
I gotta ask. I cannot imagine what it was like for you, but you know, your father came home a few months ago. I know he went away when you was very little, like 5 or 6, right? You were about 5 or 6.
I was He went away in 97. I was 6 years old.
Damn.
He just came home.
November, was it?
Last year.
Okay.
It was about not last, the year before. So he went home about a little over a year.
Oh, okay, okay. What's that been like for you? You know, obviously he came home. You're now a grown man, and, you know, your brother's a grown man, and both of you success in your own routes, right?
Yeah.
I know your brother was he played football as well, right? Received a couple tryouts. He's coaching now, isn't he? Or is your brother he was coaching at least for a little while?
That's my younger brother.
Okay.
Deontay Savage. He played at Oklahoma. You know, went to Miami Dolphins and went to the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
But,
wow.
You know, my father being home, you know, it just took a big chip off our shoulders. You know what I'm saying? It's great, man. It's a blessing, man. So we back to work, you know. We going to be opening up his store, Deion's Party Store in Flint, Michigan, North Second Hour Road. You know, so we just working, man. It's been a big blessing. You know, he's been out here to Vegas, and we just working, man. It feels good to have him home.
Talk about that really quick. You just mentioned the store you guys are opening. What was the thought process behind it? Obviously, other than making money, but just the whole purpose. You said a party store?
Yeah, it's a party store. You know, everybody in Flint, you know about the store. You know, I grew up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, they'd be like, you Deion's son? Like, yeah. Like, man, we love Deion, man. Deion, you know. My father got a lot of respect in Flint, man. So everybody come support the store. And,
Yeah,
man. The city of Flint lovers, man. We love the city.
That's good. Hopefully, you know, in the near future, you can take a fight home, right?
Yeah.
Have a homecoming fight.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'd be huge for the city.
Yeah, it's just, you know what I'm saying, working with the promoters. I don't have no connection and with no promoters in Michigan yet. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm working on now.
You got to get with Salida. Salida be doing fights out of the crump.
Yeah, not just that, but, I mean, obviously he's took Clarissa up there a couple times.
I was going to ask that. Any relationship with Clarissa and the Darrell brothers?
Nah.
Maybe even Floyd. That's the biggest Flint, Michigan fighter, right?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My support for the athletes out of Michigan is not there. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know Clarissa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Clarissa, but, you know, I know the Darrell brothers, you know what I'm saying? They used to be at my house. They came up with my brother.
Okay.
You know, Deion Savage, my younger brother that played for the Dolphins is Deontay Savage. And, you know, they used to always be at my house playing a game and stuff. And I talk to Anthony every once in a while. I don't really talk to Andre. He blocked me on Instagram. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? I reached out to him like, hey, why he blocked me on Instagram? They're like, I don't know. I don't know why, you know what I'm saying?
What the hell?
He used to reach out to me and you know what I'm saying, and check on me, like, how you doing, man? Did you sign yet? I'm like, no, I ain't signed yet. But, yeah. I don't know, man. It's crazy. But I talked to their uncle, Leon Lawson.
Yeah.
You know, he good peoples. Anthony cool too, though, but it ain't really, you know, what you need, or can we help you do this, or, you know what I'm saying, connect you with this people. No, I've been doing this on my own. You know, I got it out the mud. I'm keep getting it out the mud.
For sure. I got James Valdez in San Antonio, Texas, who says, what's your thoughts on Wilder after his last two defeats? Should he retire or continue his boxing career?
Man, shoot, there's still a lot of money on the table for Wilder. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
He's still the man. He can't. But they say Wilder used to work at Budweiser. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people talk bad about Wilder after he lost to Tyson Fury, but Wilder used to work at Budweiser. He walked away with 20 plus million, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a win situation, you know? He good. I feel like he should keep fighting.
For sure. Like being out here in Vegas, have you gotten any work with Fury or maybe even Jared Anderson?
Nah, I was just offered to fight, to spar with Jared Anderson like 2 weeks ago. But, you know, me, I'm always been a business person, you know what I'm saying? I know that he getting paid, you know what I'm saying? So, what y'all got from me, you know?
Yeah.
How much y'all paying me to spar? You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting no numbers. I see he ended up sparring with Johnny Rice. It wasn't no good.
Mm.
You know, I just sparred with people though. I helped Carlos Takam get ready for Joe Joyce last year. They were supposed to take me to London with him, but I never had my passport. I just got my passport now, so, you know, I'm ready to go.
Let's go. Shout out to you getting that passport. A lot of these men out here don't have it. Let's get these stamps, fellas. Yeah. Let's get out this country, man. It's so much more than just this here, man. Mm-hmm. We got – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, shoot. We was just talking about that because, you know, we got this Australia's trip coming up.
Yeah. Devin Haney versus Kambosos, man. What do you think about that fight? I know you know Devin from being a Vegas resident.
Yeah. I don't know him personally, but, you know, Devin doing his thing. You know, he the man. You know, I think Devin Haney should beat him in a decision.
Okay.
Yeah. Devin can box real, real good. Yeah, I like Devin Haney.
I got Young Tigre who says Taylor versus Serrano. Do you think it will go down as one of the best fights of this year? And that's Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano, April 30th, Madison Square Garden, right? No, UK, yeah. UK, right?
No, Madison Square Garden.
Oh, right.
That's the girls' fight, right?
Yeah.
They say Taylor's supposed to win. I don't know. You know, I never seen a fight, but, you know.
Yeah, Amanda got some power. That might be one you want to tune into, see if she can continue to.
Well, he can't. He'll be fighting himself.
April 30th.
Yeah. He'll be fighting himself.
How old are you, man? You got that baby face now that I see you in person.
I'm 31, man. I take care of myself. Man.
Word. You don't look 31.
They say black don't crack, yo.
You look young.
You looking good.
Oscar Villa and Shakur Stevens are fighting that day, too.
Yeah, it's a packed weekend, man.
Yeah,
packed weekend.
Yeah.
Best dad ever from Baltimore says, I grew up putting mofos on their face. So when you see Milton in person, is that energy the same? Or y'all gonna hug it out, laughing out loud emoji.
Man, we on the boxing place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, fuck Jeremiah Miller, man.
What is going on between the two of you? Because we asked him, how'd we get on Savage yesterday with Milton?
Man, I don't even remember.
It was something about bad blood and would you fight somebody that you got back? Oh, because Shakur posted, no, Armando from out here in Vegas, Armando Vargas posted a picture of him and Shakur after sparring, and he put no bad blood. So we gave a backstory, obviously.
There was some rumors going around, or at least we got one.
Yeah, the rumor is that Vargas picked Valdez. Shakur DM Vargas, like, yo, you picking Valdez? Yeah, I'm picking Valdez. Well, let's get some work. So Vargas said, yeah. Shakur said, yeah. They met up. They sparred. That picture happened, so that brought the question, do you have anybody out there that you don't get along with,
that you would
want to settle something?
Yeah.
He said your name. I said, let me schedule this guy for an interview
to
find out what's going on. Yeah.
Man, you know, me and Jeremiah fighting the amateurs, you know what I'm saying? I was beating Jeremiah, and I got cheated so bad, man. That's another reason why I went pro, you know what I'm saying? Because they the amateurs is crazy. Even the pro game, you know, it's crazy. But I told Jeremiah, next time we fight, you know what I'm saying, he gonna hit the ground for sure. He know what it is. What I was doing to him in the amateurs, you know what I'm saying? He came with a good punch, and they stopped the fight. But I'm like, you going to stop the fight? You know what I'm saying? Fight just getting started. You know, just boxing. You know what I'm saying? But I felt like he felt some type of way that I was fighting in Oklahoma or something. So he posted the video that we fighting the amateurs, and that's when I went on there. He's saying, like, you know what I'm saying, next time we fight, you know, you're going to hit the ground. I'm knocking you out, you know.
So this just started on your fight last November.
Yeah, me and Jeremiah, we were straight, you know. I used to see him down at City Athletics. And, you know, we chop it up, cool, strange numbers, you know what I'm saying. Everything was cool. I feel like he felt some type of way because I was fighting in his
hometown.
Not his hometown, but his state, you know what I'm saying. I don't know. You know, I claim myself to be, you know what I'm saying, the best upcoming heavyweight. I don't know if you don't like that or what, but I honestly in my heart feel like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I got the power, you know. You know, when I first started boxing, I thought you could just win the fight, but, you know what I'm saying, I seen that they was cheating me, and it's a lot of politics, man, so I started knocking them guys out, you know what I'm saying? The judge can go home. We don't need y'all, man. we don't need y'all. I'm coming in and get them out of there.
So is the beef more of a, you know, just...
In-ring. Yeah, like, y'all ain't going to see
sure.
each other in the street.
If it don't make money, it don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Because
that was my question.
If I see him outside the ring, it's fuck him, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That was my question to him I brought up. I don't know if you follow UFC, but... two big UFC stars, Colby Covington and Jorge Masvidal, they used to train together, used to live together, just fought earlier this month.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, it's still beef. You brought up my kids. When I see you, it's on site. And Jorge Masvidal actually called
him out again yesterday, right?
Well,
he said, show your face because it's...
Yeah, but he was stupid because he got himself arrested. Like,
We
thought...
But after the arrest, didn't he...
No. That was before the arrest. So the original story was that he was arrested on site. I guess that wasn't the case.
And they arrested him for the post?
For the post.
Terroristic threats?
Nah, he basically admitted to, to what he did.
Because he was telling, show your face so the world could see how bad you look.
Because, he saw him. Caught him outside a restaurant.
Popped off.
And he knocked his teeth out, so.
Damn. No, it's for sure most definitely in the ring, man.
Okay.
But
if
it don't make
Keep
play,
it in the ring,
it don't make sense, man. You know, we professionals.
Now, was that fight ever offered to you?
Nah. I wouldn't take the fight right now. That's more like of a build-up fight, you know, down the line. You know, hopefully, Jeremiah, that's what I said. I did an interview before, and I said, hopefully, Jeremiah does get, you know what I'm saying, big, because I know he in a contract with the people, so hopefully they're not using him to make money off of him. Hopefully he does get built up, you know what I'm saying, on the big stage. And I like to fight Jeremiah on the big stage.
For sure.
Hopefully you get built up big, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure of that, for sure.
All right. Well, I got a couple more questions here. Coach Meyer says, how was it sparring with Frank Sanchez, and how do you rate the top five current heavyweights? Man, you lit up once he said Sanchez. Uh-oh, you dropped him?
No.
Yo, you laughed like that. You making me think something went down.
We had some great sparring. You know, I try to be as humble as I can. You know what I'm saying? I've been out there.
Don't lose that check, champ. Be careful what you say. Frank Sanchez might not invite you back.
Frank, good people. You know what I'm saying? We had some good work. But, we had some good work, man. It was good work, you know. It's always intense sparring, you know, with me and him. Canelo know that, too. You know, that's one time we was getting ready to spar, and Canelo was training for that tall guy, Colin Smith.
Yeah, Colin Smith.
And they're like, Canelo, come on, let's go. He's like, no. I'm going to watch this. You know, I'm going to watch those fights.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? He know, you know, it's about to be some good work. You know, we always did five rounds. And one time, you know what I'm saying, I did get the best of Frank. And, you know, they kept me down there. I stayed down there. And the next time I came in the gym, he came over. You know, he don't speak English like that. So he came over. He like, you won. He like, you won.
So you won the sparring.
No, he like, you won. Like,
oh, you number one. Okay.
Yeah, like, you going first. Like, because he always got a couple of sparring partners.
So oh, all
like,
right.
You going first. The first time they had me go second. You know what I'm saying?
How was that, man? I mean, I'm not a fighter, but if I get to train alongside Canelo, I think I'm a happy person, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I put the best performance on, you know, because I know – I figured, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't signed with nobody at the time. I figured, you know what I'm saying, if I put my good performance on, they like me, you know what I'm saying, they sign me. So I'm trying to get out there. So, you know what I'm saying, Oscar Valdez in the gym, Canelo, Ryan Garcia, they are the whole team in there. And, you know, I did my thing, but it was no offers made or nothing like that.
DeAndre, I got to ask really quick, just because I'm seeing it pop up a lot in just the comments and stuff. I know, and I even looked it up, and I can confirm. Yo, I know you've heard you look like DJ Screw.
Nah.
Really?
Yo, people saying that right
bro,
now. It's
like,
true.
Like
somebody super chatted like, yo, you got DJ Screw.
But I kept scrolling. The comment kept popping up. I'm like,
nah.
You know, obviously.
I had a Ha Ha Davis.
Oh, okay. Ha Ha Davis.
Yeah,
okay, Ha Ha Davis. Yeah, I can see that.
I can see Ha Ha, but I don't know. DJ Screw might be. Can I get a screen share, Trav? We're going to take a look up here.
Man.
Come on, man.
Shout out to A-Town, though, man. I fuck with A-Town. I got a lot of people down. I used to go to TSU, too.
Hey, yo, like, I see what they saying if I look at it real quick and turn my head, but hell no. You look way younger than him.
Yeah, man.
Shout out.
And obviously, can I get another screen share? Yeah, this Ha Ha.
Davis. Yeah, ha-ha Davis. Yeah, that's a little closer. He's more your age bracket, too.
We good on the screen, sir.
Yeah.
He's more your age bracket.
Nah, but at quick glance, definitely get hints of a DJ Screw.
Yeah, I fuck with A-Sound, though, man. I got a lot of love out there, for sure.
But we did get super chat. I might as well read it. Jonathan Lambarena says, that's crazy. Y'all got DJ Screw in the suit. Yo, so shout out to him. But
I got Steve in the UK says, hey, champ. Let's set it up. Fight Stars promotion streaming live on YouTube pay-per-view via TBV. Milton versus Savage. This ain't sparring.
Yeah.
I joke. My question is, which heavyweight name do you want to give your name more buzz outside of Vegas? Steve in the UK. So basically, who not in Vegas are you looking to fight that you think will build your name?
Man, we called out Johnny Fisher last year.
Oh, from the UK.
Yeah, so I was supposed to go out there. That's why I got my passport.
The Rumford Bull.
Yeah, we're going at the Rumford Bull. He's making a lot of noise over
there. He is, and he's active. You sure you ready for that? He's active.
Yeah, man, I'm very confident. I'm very, very confident, man. I'm not even just talking, you know what I'm saying? I feel like in this sport, you know what I'm saying, you got to be confident. You got to be savage, man. It's a savage sport, you know what I'm saying? So.
Size gloves you sparring in?
We sparring 16, 18s.
Wow.
I got 16s, I got 18s, you know. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We were just talking about
it. Yeah, because we were talking. I've been to Wilder's camp a lot, and he sparred 28s.
I ain't never seen no size 28.
Everlast.
Yeah, no. I was talking to Lovejoy. Someone give me some size 20, 22. I was good. But...
Yeah. MX make 20s. I got 20-ounce MX, the ones Canelo used. What's the Everlast that he used that's made in Mexico?
The MX.
Red one? Oh,
yeah, the MX.
Yeah, but that's I wanted to go to UK and, you know what I'm saying, go over there and make some noise. You know, Johnny Fisher, Alan Bibbick, Guido Vianello, you know, I sparred him over there.
Top Rank Jim?
No, Kevin Berry Jim.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I've been offered many times to spar Top Rank Jim, but I don't want to go over there. You know what I'm saying? Because boxing is a small world, you
mm-hmm.
know. I don't want to go over there and showcase my skills, and then, you know what I'm saying, when it's time for me to get a fight, they're like, nah, don't fight him, you know. He's a dangerous fighter, you know. So I try to stay low-key as possible, you know, because I don't want to.
But how you going to stay sharp if you ain't getting to work with them names?
I get to work. Yeah, I get to work for sure. Yeah, I get to work.
Mm.
Yeah. What's some names you've been in there with sparring?
I just sparred Big Baby Miller. That was that after my fight?
Yeah, I saw you.
Man, they just said Big Baby, they pushing him. Yeah, but not till June.
Drill Miller.
Yeah, but they pushing him till June. They saying they
well,
not
no,
going.
No. It was always till June. He was just trying to get it.
Early. Yeah, termination.
Termination of his suspension.
Yeah, Christopher Lovejoy took me down there to Miami, you know, and we went to Got with Big Baby, went and ate some food, you know what I'm saying? He gave me a lot of game. And next day, you know, we went and sparred, we trained, you know. Big Baby good peoples, though, man. He real good peoples. I like
yeah.
Him. What do you think of the other Big Baby, Jared Anderson?
I don't know. I never met him, you know.
Okay.
I ain't never met him.
You seen his fights, though?
Yeah. Okay. He cool. He can fight. I watched him coming out the amateurs, too. I just seen him fight. Yeah,
okay.
He good. I like Jared Anderson. I like what Tyrone doing with him, too. You know, Tyrone doing him.
Yeah, they're taking care of him, for sure.
Yeah.
Let me ask you what you think of F.A. Ajagba. After that loss, it's like we haven't heard of him, or from him, rather.
Yeah, I don't know. That's how it be sometimes, you know. Sometimes people take breaks.
Is that a fight, you think, or is you need more fights before? Because I think F.A. like 14-1 now. Maybe 11-1?
I know he got more than 10 fights. He definitely double-digit fights, for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they approve it. If they approve it.
Yeah, you're right about that. Good answer.
Man,
15-1.
Commission might not approve that.
Yeah.
You absolutely 15, right.
15-1, but so that's 16 total fights. You said how you was off at that DAZN fight, right? With Adam Stewart.
Yeah, he had 10, 11 fights.
I was
going to
say,
because
he got 15 now, so I was just kind of curious.
Who?
Adam Stewart.
He got 15?
15 fights now. 13-1-1. So,
he was 12-1 then.
Okay.
When they fought me for him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just getting to that, like, basically, the fact that they call you for a fight with a guy, you know, double digit fights, that doesn't that kind of go to show for you that, like, they respect you enough to be like, all right, cool, he good enough to step in here with a guy with more experience?
Or are they trying to use that undefeated record?
Maybe so. You know, this boxing business, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
man.
It's bad business. I mean, like, it ain't bad business, but there's a lot of snakes in this game, and I know that, you know. So I keep my eyes open, you know. I keep my eyes open, and I keep it pushing, you know. I'm going to keep building my record, man. You know what I'm saying? Down the line, get a title shot.
Yo, somebody in the chat commented saying that I kind of look like Johnny Fisher, and I'm gonna be honest with the hat. And if I had like my beard trimmed down, I actually could see it a little bit.
Yeah, I could see it too.
I think I look better, but yeah, I could see it a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you should stay plugged up with us, man. We're gonna be having some fights in San Diego. We're gonna be doing 6 fights out of San Diego this year. And they'll be streamed.
Orange County too, right?
They'll be streamed on about 3 YouTube channels, averaging about 1.6 million subscribers altogether. So, yeah, man, they're looking for Americans on them Fight Star Promotions cards. Like tomorrow, we'll be calling a live fight that they're doing
from
Mexico.
Mexico,
but they're canceling the Mexico series and they're going to be doing American fights in San Diego now.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely keep you.
Okay.
In the loop. And give you the information to see if you and your team want to be a part of that. That is all our questions. You got anything else? Let me refresh the page from the people. But if you want, please give out your social media in case anybody that hasn't been following you can do so.
My social media, Facebook, DeAndre Savage. Instagram, you can type my name in, DeAndre Savage is going to come up, Road to Riches stuff. Twitter, DeAndre Savage 90.
Yo, since you said that fight got to be built up between you and Jeremiah, how much I got to pay y'all for y'all to spar, but I get to record it?
I ain't sparring Jeremiah. Yeah, I'm not sparring Jeremiah. That's we gonna fight.
I need to get paid for that.
Yeah, they tried to spar me before when we was at City. I told them, no, we ain't sparring. We can fight, dog.
Mm.
I ain't sparring Jeremiah. We can fight.
Yeah. Damn, I want to see that.
I want to give a huge shout out to, Chris Palojoy, you know what I'm saying, Repo Rick, you know what I'm saying, for them bringing me along and, you know what I'm saying, building me up, pushing me. Big shout out to my brother, Deion Savage, my brother, Deontay Savage, for, you know what I'm saying, always being there with me, supporting me, you know what I'm saying, helping me with my nutrition and everything. We're gonna keep going, man. If it weren't for my brother, I would never be out here. You know, I would have never been in Las Vegas.
Shout out to your brother, man. We appreciate you coming to the studio. Glad we got to meet you in person, and we want to continue to follow your career, man. You know, Jeremiah's been here twice since we've opened up the studio, and we look to get you back on more regularly as well. We want to give plenty of shine to the Las Vegas locals out here. Obviously, you being from Michigan, but still, you know, residing in Vegas now.
I've been out here since 2012, so, you know. I know a lot of people out here, man.
12?
So,
that's 10 years already.
That's
damn.
A lot,
yeah.
Champ.
Yeah, I've been out here since 2012.
Help me, man. I just got here. Literally, I make a week today. I moved out here last Thursday, so how am I going to deal with that heat? They acting like it's a lot, but every time I talk to a Las Vegas guy, they like, man, it ain't that bad.
Man, it's bad. Michigan, you know.
Yo, but that's crazy though. I'm from Chicago, right? So I know.
And
cold.
I'm from Jersey, so we all cold.
Man, the ground get hot, man.
That is true.
Man, the ground
that
gets
is
so
true.
Hot.
The ground gets hot. I remember leaving some bootleg Crocs. They was from Walmart. Don't judge. But yo, the fucking heat like shrank them and shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Man, it gets hot.
Crazy.
It gets hot. I guess because I'm fat. I guess the one positive is that it's not humid, right?
Yeah,
because it's, you know, it's dry heat. My fat ass still sweat, but it ain't as bad as being somewhere humid. So I guess that's like the
you've been to Miami with Big Baby. What was worse, Vegas heat or Miami heat?
Well, I went to Miami. It was like
it was cold. It was like winter time.
It was cool. No, when it was nice though, but it was like November.
October. Yeah, that's good weather.
Yeah, it was good weather. I liked it out there. Should I didn't want to leave? I did not want to leave. Yeah, I like to do a camp down there.
Nice, nice. Hey, man, maybe you could get in with Herman's. Herman Caicedo, Luis Ortiz's trainer.
I talked to them. I talked to Luis Ortiz people. Yeah, I worked with Luis Ortiz before, too. I don't know. I'm waiting.
Did you post something? Who was that? I don't know. Let's see which one of us is on Instagram more. A heavyweight posted yesterday, like, thanks, Andy, for... Oh, so he invited you to camp?
Yeah, he seen me working with Frank, and you know, he seen me working with Frank, and I guess he liked my work. So you know, he came over. He's like, we're gonna invite you to my next camp. We're gonna bring you into my next camp
for the Lewis fight. Because it seemed like he fighting Luis Ortiz.
It does seem like he's fighting Luis Ortiz.
Yeah. I know Chisora was offered. Yeah, no, of course.
That's what he said. Too.
Hey, man, stay on top of that.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Did he say where, though? Because there's a lot of rumors that he's no longer training with Eddie. I know he has a second home out here, maybe.
Yeah, we got to start hitting up George, man.
Got a new gym or something like that. I don't know. I don't know.
You ever get some work at Jorge Capotillo's gym?
No, I don't know.
That's where the Vargas is be at. Yeah. And Fury every now and then.
He's Fury's cup man.
Mm-hmm.
He's
Fury's, the Spanish one?
He's Fury's cup man. He really the reason.
Remember when Fury had the big cut for the Wallin fight?
He got the cut in Otto Wallin fight.
That was the guy that fixed him up.
Yeah.
Okay, so if
it wasn't for Jorge Capetillo, because.
Yeah, that fight would have been stopped.
That fight would have been stopped, and there would have been no second and third Wilder fights.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets that'd be somebody maybe to get in contact with, because I know obviously, like I said, whenever Fury's in Vegas, Capetillo's there, you know, that's the only American trainer I want to say in the Fury camp. So
yeah. I want to give a huge shout out to my man's right hand, Gonzalez, too, man.
He's a bad man.
Yeah,
a bad man.
He's fighting. They tournament start today over in South America, so I want to give a huge shout out to Raheem Gonzalez. They looked up for me, you know, connected me with some people.
Okay, yeah.
They didn't have to, you know.
Shout out to Raheem. He's a bad man. I can't wait to see what he does in the pro.
Yeah.
Well, what about the guy right here? I see you got a camera guy right here. You came in with the camera crew.
That's what's up. I like to see that too, man. I like fighters trying to create content, keeping their audience. Engaged.
Yep.
Yeah. That's my man. You know, like I said, I've always been a business type guy. You know, I always, if ain't nobody gonna do it for me, I'm gonna make sure I do it for myself.
For
I'm gonna
sure.
make sure I do it for myself first. I'm
right.
not sitting and wait for no people to come and like, we got this for you. I'm gonna make sure, you know what I'm saying? That's my man, though. He looking out for me.
Absolutely.
Any social media for your guy? Is he a videographer just for you? Does he do videography for more than just you? And if so, give out his social media so people know where to find him.
Say no social media.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cut.
This actually, you know what I'm saying, his first time, you know. So
Okay.
I told him, you know, he showed me he got the camera. So I told him, you know, I'm going to take you with me. And, you know.
I like that. I like that for sure.
Yeah.
That's love. That's love for sure.
Yeah.
Well, DeAndre, we really appreciate you coming on by. I know 8:30 to a lot of people is pretty early, but
but it is the Breakfast Club of boxing, man. So we got to get up early, make sure that everybody could get to their commute on time and have us in their ear. We are going to take a quick intermission as we go take a picture with DeAndre Savage. We'll be right back after this.
12 years. I never expected it to turn out like this. Shout out to the community, man. I appreciate y'all. Happening, people.
Info Joe, Los Angeles, in the building.
Adrian, the problem road, the man from the frozen tundra.
King, straight out of Florida.
Liz Lowe, Decatur, Georgia.
You already know what it is. It's the queen, Mikey K, Detroit, stand up.
David Maldonado, New York City. Yo, nothing. Don't cut me off, man. Don't cut me off.
King, I mean the best. Catch me for them championship rounds.
Big Superman, Plainview, Texas.
Dominion and Buffalo. God bless you all.
Jesus' name.
Without Chai, it ain't nothing. Without the callers, it ain't nothing.
Back row, TKO, San Diego, California.
Big Fish, Vegas, Palm Beach, Florida.
Detroit, the incredible. Spread out the ATL.
Jay Benitez, Huntsville, Alabama. It ain't hating. It's just the truth.
Show kid, Mount Vernon, New York, suckers.
Coach Bidet from London, UK.
Checking in from Tennessee, it's Leaky James, P-A-Y-N-D.
It's Leaky.
Line 6, Reed, just spreading that boots gospel.
Both from Belmont, only in America.
But I'm a true exhortation to the American dream.
Keep going. Crown Heights, Brooklyn, you heard? Four chicken wings and french fries, breakfast and champions. Let's get to it.
JT, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Stuff like that.
Yo, can you be this coach, J-Mac?
going to Louisiana, 504, baby.
What have you?
T. Y. E.
California.
Like the video.
Ha! Yo, who was that? And notice that, huh? Yeah, I got to play that back, see who it was. I see somebody with their hand up on Discord. Who are ya? Oh, that's Brandon, right? That's my man, B-Lover.
Hello, ladies.
Anybody that know me, know I've been a player, whether it was in Alabama, Ohio, or anywhere around the globe.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
I've been smashing Telly Flips, man. I didn't have to become a millionaire to get that caliber of woman.
One of the people's choices, one of the fan favorites, the guy that can galvanize this crowd such as myself.
He's too ugly to be the world's champ. The world's champ should be pretty like me.
The AJ of trucking. Yep, Brandon in Cincinnati.
Yes, promotion.
What's going on, fellas?
Buenos dias.
Hey, I agree with the sentiments of a lot of the callers from earlier. If Errol Spence say he's down to do the fight, let's make it happen. Because even if Jermell had the feeling in his heart that he had never fight Errol, once Errol say he down, shit, Jermell should say, fuck it then, the gloves is off. We can make it happen. So I don't think them cats grew up in the sandbox together. I don't think they, you know, grew up together and was friends throughout their life. I think they met each other, what, a few years ago? So I don't think they that damn cool. Like I said, if Errol say he willing to do it, Jermell shouldn't have a problem with it. Shouldn't be no love lost. That's my call. If they was to fight, it's a 50-50 fight, but I edge it to Errol. I think Errol's a special fighter. I think Jermell's a really good fighter. I always pick special fighters over good and really good fighters. That's my call, man. Y'all have a good day.
Alrighty then. Are we seeing? Oh, we got a few there. Who are those guys?
At JMac504.
Let's go, JMac. Got to accept it. I don't know how you do that. There you go.
It's at the top. All right, I'm still learning it. Nah, man. I think you got to do the link every time. So how we go? So we just get on the app and then sign on. Because I had to do the link off Skype and somehow put it on Discord for the pull up.
Well, once you're part of the group, you can always just come back to the group without the link.
Okay, all right, just double check it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, I heard my brother call in and say earlier about Errol hurting Jermell. I believe there's some truth in that. Errol is a very effective puncher, and how he throws punches, he does commit to his punches. And Jermell, to me, he just jumps around and just throw punches at the same time. He's very explosive, but I don't see much skills. When I say skills, yes, he's skilled fighter. I don't see the same skill set when I look at Errol and definitely no Terrence Crawford. So I definitely think Spence could time and effectively land some big shots on Jermell. As also coming forward, if Errol's still that same fighter that could come forward and walk fighters down, he can have a lot of success. Plus, I remember when Jermell told him when they first started training each other, his walk-around weight was similar to his. And he said, Jermell said, I was fighting at the wrong weight class then. Because if Errol could make 147 and they walk around similar weight, he probably in his head think he can do the same. So I definitely think Spence could take it on. For the mentality-wise, I don't know if Jermell wants to because he probably think he's friends. I see Jamal was in there trying to cape for his brother telling Mike they was friends. And Mike was like, fuck that. If y'all friends make money. But he was like, they train together, Mike, and all that stuff like that, making excuses. I got Spence beating Jermell, and you know I got Bud kicking Jermell ass. Either one, I'll take either fight. Fuck off.
All righty then. I think we got one more. Who's that?
Marlon.
Oh, Marlon. So Icy Sims, professional boxer. How are you, brother?
Yo, yo, can you hear me?
Perfect.
What's happening? It's been a minute since I called in, but you know I always stay tuned in.
Appreciate that, champ.
Yeah, man. On this, I think that it'd be cool if they did fight it, if it came down to it. But like I said, more than likely, Mel going to be, you know, vacate the belt. But I understand the same. I was willing to fight my cousin. We both had some fights in the amateurs, and his fight didn't happen, and my fight didn't happen. Like, they didn't show up or whatever the case it was. And they looked and said, y'all want to fight? I said, hell yeah, I want to get in the ring, but he ain't want to do it. But I understand, man. It is what it is. Go ahead and make that money together. Probably pull off a trilogy or however y'all want, you know, whatever the hell break off from it. That's what I say on that. On another note, man, hopefully I'll be back in the ring sometime soon, man. I've been getting some offers and the people have been turning them down. I would think that after me taking my first L that somebody would be like, all right, well, he beatable. Somebody might be reaching out to fight me, but the shit, you know, ain't nothing shaking right now. So I think, I don't know if I'm going to fight once I finally move down to Florida, get up, do with my new team and everything, get situated that way, or if something shake out before I get down to Florida. You know, I told my team I want to try to have at least, you know, one last fight with the home team before me moving out. But we'll just see what shake out in the upcoming future, really.
When you trying to be in Florida, champ?
I moved down there in July.
Oh, man, congrats, man. Enjoy that weather.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, that's all I need, man, leaving Minnesota. Every time I look at something, it was just snowing. Right now I'm driving trucks, so I'm in VA right now, but as I left, it was snowing. I'm like, ain't this about some bullshit?
Mm-hmm. I hate the fucking snow.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know me, I'm on the road, got to get in, and I'm about to pull up to the gym. That's what I do, make sure I stay in shape, do some running, do some ab workout, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So I'm just pulling up to this gym right now. So, but we're still tuned in, so keep rocking out.
All right, champ, do your thing. LV Slugger, the last lone person on Skype all by yourself.
Only time y'all see me in rage is when I turn into the Bronze Mama.
I want a body. I want a body, and he's going to be the body.
Hey!
The ambulance better be ready. The medical better be ready. The referee better be ready. They better have that towel to be able to throw it.
SDS promotion.
I'll be right.
LV Slugger.
TGZ, what up?
What up?
Sounds great. How my the Discord, what, I just hit the link in the chat?
Yeah.
Go on, hit through. I get over there. All right. But yeah, man, I just hopped on, seen the topic, just wanted to comment on it. I doubt this fight happened, man. Like you said, they got the same trainer. You know what I'm saying?
So
you
did
know,
Jacobs Derbyshenko had the same trainer, remember? That just happened 2 years ago.
I'm saying Derbyshenko never been champion. What's the name? Derrick James got two unified champs at the same time. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I doubt, like, Jermell never became unified until he got with Derrick. You know what I'm saying? So somebody going to have not have Derrick in their corner. And you know what I'm saying? That's probably going to be, I mean, whoever lose, you know what I'm saying? That may be an excuse, you know what I'm saying? I ain't had Derrick. You feel me? Like, so, you know, with them both having Derrick, I doubt this fight happened, man. That's the only reason why I say this probably can happen, because whoever wouldn't have him in their corner, you know, it might be an excuse. You know, you got to think Ronnie Shields was Jermell trainer before, and the reason why he went to Derrick, because he was saying he wasn't no knockout puncher. And ever since he been with Derrick, he been knocking shit out. So, and Jermell was looked at the knockout puncher. You know, Jermell was the boxer, but now he been knocking shit out at 154. So I doubt this fight happened. I mean, if we get it, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? They weren't there to be great. I'm all for it. But like I said, I doubt it happened, man. They got the same trainer, you know, two unified champs. And Jermell was never unified before getting with Derrick. So, yeah, that's my call, man.
Well, all right, champ. Appreciate you, as always, for calling in. I think that's everybody. Am I leaving someone behind?
Special feature from Discord.
Hey, what's going on? Special feature. I bet you sound way better over here. Special feature.
Look like they got the microphone set up. Special feature at the bottom. You should be able to choose your microphone. Otherwise, let's move on. Looks like he has to get that figured out.
So
we got AMG Chamuco.
Is this real? How did someone get video of this shit?
Oh, the Mike Tyson shit?
That's insane.
Yeah, that is insane.
How do you get video of Mike Tyson's robbery and actually record him acting like a Superman who doesn't care about bullets and hug his fucking, what do you call it, the robber? Like, what the fuck did I just watch?
We got AMG Chamuco on Discord.
AMG, what up?
Nothing. Got to press that accept button at the top of your phone there, brother.
We got a few requests there. Who's next? Big Fish Vega. We'll go to you in
He's here.
He's here. AMG. Get okay.
Yeah, my bad. I didn't know I had to hit accept on there. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm down for the fight. That would be a really good fight. And I do favor Earl because pretty much every time I see Jermell, even though I think he's probably going to beat Castaño, I feel like he gets into his head in the fights, right? He gets mad, starts swinging kind of wildly. He pretty much does that in every fight. And, I think Earl keeps his cool a lot more. So I favor him in that fight. But, yeah, it would be good. And then I wanted to shout out you guys moving to Discord. I think it's a good move. And then for that whole Nitro boost, if you guys see where all the channels are, at the very top is going to say the Boxing Voice. And then there's a little diamond. And that's what we need to boost up the server. It'll unlock a bunch of features.
So what? Like if you guys hit it yourselves for free, it helps us?
No. So we would have to pay for it.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's plenty of support for the channel. So I'm about to do it right now. And I think we got to get to, I think it's 14 people that boost the server.
Mm.
And we'll get everything unlocked at that point.
You could basically, people can just look up boxing on Discord and find our server and find us that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
If we were boosted.
If you were boosted. Also, you guys get a nice shiny purple name if you boost the server. So.
Oh. Purple.
Yeah, it's honestly dope. I'm glad you guys made this move. It's good for the future of just the whole community, really.
Well, I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. We just want to continue to make the show better.
So yeah, that's all I got. Shout out to y'all.
All right. I think that we should screen share the Mike Tyson incident. That didn't work. All right, give me one segundo here. How'd this footage get out there?
They said it was like one of his guys, though, right? Or like one of his, like they was trying to rob.
What? All right, we're ready when you are. And this is the actual incident in question. Let's zoom this here. I got that. And I'm assuming the guy with the leather jacket here is Mike. And then the robber is behind the man in the hat. There he goes. Right there. He's pushed. And now he whips out the gun. And Mike's still sitting in his chair. And now the dude comes up to Mike. And is like, yo. I'm sorry. I don't get how people confuse the dude that is being robbed for Mike who's sitting right there. I don't get it. Was it a skit, and is this being misinterpreted?
I don't know. I've seen a lot of comments.
TMZ picked this up. This is TMZ's footage, by the way.
Yeah, I saw a lot of comments saying that it was like the security that they were trying to rob, like Mike's security. I don't know. I've seen a lot of comments about the
Yo,
security.
Yo, why they do this to your mans?
Too.
Look at your mans.
Who was that? Oh, man, people crazy, man.
What the hell? What's this? Oh, this when they jump in. I seen this already. Look at this kid kick the shit out of Thanos. And then all the kids start jumping Thanos.
Where's Mike Tyson? What the hell? You just going random. Like, what
nah,
the
this
fuck?
Boxing antics. This
Bro,
another...
you're not hungry? Like, you're not trying to eat? You know
this
we got another show
like.
Today, right?
This another channel
you know,
I like.
You know we got a show today?
Follow Boxing Antics, man. I like that. Look at this. Screen share this last one. Look at this old picture.
Wow.
How you do
I'm
that?
I'm Ringwalk Danny. That's Nesta Gibbs.
Yo, why he got
we'll
motherfucking Earl
four,
looking like that, yo?
4 p.m. today.
Yo, how he do this, though? How he got Ugas like that? This ain't funny.
No.
Man, we out, man. That's GTO. Haterade, Danny. Actually, somebody got their hand up. We can't go nowhere. Coach Myers Boomerang. What up? And Big Fish in there. Boomerang, Coach Myers. Danny trying to run. And Trav. Trav said he cutting the show at 10. Lights out.
Yo, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I talked to Cassius. He said he could hop on tomorrow morning and chat with y'all if that's possible. Or tonight. It's up to you.
Tonight we booked. We got a couple guests, but definitely have them hit me so we can put them on a schedule.
All right. I have them hit you up. Big Fish, you know, what was that, April 16th? Uh-huh. I need to start talking more about Errol Spence, man. Let's mm-hmm. pump this fight up, man. Let's pump this fight up a little more.
I mean, one at a time, man. One at a time. Martinez versus Warrington is happening this Saturday, March 26th. If you don't have the zone, use the link in the description. Obviously, Kiko Martinez just beat Kid Galahad in a come-from-behind or upset victory to become a two- or three-time champion now. That's crazy. That's crazy. I never thought Kiko would be that many times champion. We got Big Fish Vega.
Let the little fish go so that we can catch the big fish later.
Mm-hmm. I'm the big dog at the welterweight division.
WBC and IBF welterweight champion of the world.
At the end of the day, I'm a way better fighter than Terrence Crawford. Me and Terrence Crawford this side of the street.
We come in our side of the street, then we come and have the Crawford.
60-40 or 10-30, whatever we give them.
Big Fish Vega.
Big Fish Mafia. It ain't a movement, it's a lifestyle.
Good day, can you hear me?
Perfect.
Hey man, you see the big fish out here doing interviews, got people talking about fighting his stale, you know, his stablemate. I don't really think it'll happen, but I'm sure he's just putting the word out there, putting a little pressure on Bud Crawford to come across to this side of the street and get that belt took. So I'm definitely with it. To my bad call brothers, man, come join this side of the street as well. A lot more going on. You know, we do got a back channel back here trying to get it started. So, man, I need my brothers in arms. And special shout out to my boys, Bama Bo and CYP, man. They beast. I need to get on that CYP workout plan, man. Appreciate y'all. I'm done.
Let's go. We got a couple super chats I got to get to. Looking like Mad Bet 100. You, as we said that, New York Bullet says, yeah, I'm Bullet on Patreon. Thanks for asking my question. Shout out TBB. Much respect, Ness and Ringwalk Danny with the glove emoji. Appreciate that. Mad Bet 100 right back with another one says, Casamayor is more accomplished than Laura. And that's kind of what I said because I remembered our interview. He did say he was three-time champion. Jonathan La Hembra, you already said that one, so I'm going to just refresh one time. Oscar on Blog Talk, did we go to you? Never leave a man behind like Danny wants us to do because he's famished.
No, you didn't go to me.
What up, champ?
I came in. What's up, man? Jermell versus Errol.
That's what Errol putting out there.
I mean, I might get crucified for this, but I think Jermell, man. I don't really see nothing good in Errol, man. I think everyone he fights, I keep throwing leftovers, and he low blows him a lot. So that's my opinion. And Canelo and Golovkin friends at one time?
Yeah, they did spar. They did, but they never trained by the same trainer. So that's the excuses that people will make not for this fight to happen. You know, they actually share a trainer. So it is slightly different.
Oh, okay. And if you think it's hot, man, come down here to Southern Texas. It's hot and humid as fuck down here, but we're already used to it, man. But y'all have a good day. Shout out to all my sanitation workers out there cleaning up the world.
All right, all right. And I think now we are completely done. Ness, GTO, it was much fun. Catch us on the next one. You already know. We'll be right back today at 4 o'clock.
Ringwalk Danny on all platforms. And we will be back today at 4 o'clock. We will be joined alongside Kevin Cunningham and Erickson Lubin.
Someone sent us some information that is part of the show.
Okay.
Coach Myers sending a Robert Garcia audio. Thoughts on two of his fights?
Jacobson, Dermachenko. What's his name? Dermachenko?
Oh, they're trained by the same guy?
Yeah, I think they're training in the same gym.
That's going
to
be hard.
It's difficult to pick sides.
It's
going to
be good for the trainer.
Yeah.
Because he's got to pick sides and
He clipped it at 14 seconds. Basically, he wanted us to hear Robert Garcia say that it's not good for the trainer because basically he's got to pick sides. So, yeah, we all knew it would be an uncomfortable situation for the trainer, but we all expect James to take his first fighter, who he started since the amateurs, Errol Spence Jr. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. This is The Boxing Voice, voice of the people. Don't forget, there is no equal. Hit the thumbs up. Future, present, past. It doesn't matter when you're checking out this particular episode. It always helps the algorithm if you beat up on that thumbs up button, helping us continue to stay the number one boxing podcast in the planet, on the planet, however you say it. Don't forget to drop us a 5-star review. Arrivederci.
Peace. See y'all back 4 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, we ain't going nowhere. We right back.